Welcome, first-time listeners and long-time fans, to the Lesbian Lounge with Denise and Donna.
First-time listeners, who are you addressing?
Everybody. I know we've got
a plethora, a poolful.
Here we are on mylesbianradio.com. It's your lesbianradio.com also, and boy, are we happy to be here.
That's right, Donna.
That's right, Denise.
What a couple of days, huh?
Holy cow.
Man, this one goes down as the best ever.
Best ever, best ever, best event ever, best gay days ever.
Honest to God.
So much fun. And happy anniversary to you, baby.
That's right. This is an anniversary show, right?
Yeah, it sure is. Two years. Two big, fat, juicy years.
Feels like four.
No, it feels like four. Sometimes it feels like ten. Oh, my God.
Your fan club is in here just saying hello, just
everybody,
so you know.
Hi, everybody.
Sister Wise, say hey, Jen, J-Ro. Heather from 1159 Clothing.
Heather, my biggest hero right now.
Listen, Annika's here all the way from Norway.
Hi, Annika. Welcome. Well, thanks for joining us. She found us through After Ellen, I hear.
Yeah. That's she read the article on After Ellen, so she was a little concerned about the time change, but she said, well, how long do I have to wait? When does the show start? I said, 7 minutes. Just hang out. Didn't want to get into the whole time change.
Nope,
9 p.m. might throw everybody off, so I said, just stay where you are.
Stay right there. Don't move. Oh, my God.
Looks like everybody made it home safe and sound, so that's good.
So far, so good. I haven't heard any tragic stories. Not after... Not after those big... pool-filled, drink-filled days. Nothing negative, all positive.
That's right. Not one negative. I mean, really, not one person came up and said, you know, bitched or complained about anything.
Nobody said we suck.
I mean, nobody even asked for a chair.
I know.
Isn't that great?
That was
Where can
great.
I get more chairs? Never heard it. Yep.
No need.
Oh, my God.
So comfy. Well, we did see tons and tons of folks. Old friends and plenty of new.
Nice new friends.
Very good new friends.
If you had to guess, how many people did you put tattoos on?
I was just going to ask you the same thing.
Because that's how to make a friend, really.
I'm telling you, all I know is me and the street team made rounds around the pool the first couple of days. And then forget that crap. By Sunday, they were just lining up at
I felt like I worked at McDonald's. It was awesome.
It was very cool.
You want fries with that tattoo?
You want a supersize? Supersize your kitty tattoo.
It was awesome.
Yeah, we... Let's wait while you clear off the mic. Get all that pussy hair away. My tats are still lingering. I've got 9 or 10 showers under my belt with this one.
Are you
scraping
sure?
Away. Yeah, well.
Because really, that's kind of like the telltale sign that maybe you didn't wash too good.
No, I totally scrubbed. I did. I really did. I would say that we...
Mine are gone. I just checked.
I would say that we tattooed maybe 400 different body parts.
Yeah.
Well, 400 body parts received tattoos.
Exactly.
And besides just getting to touch pretty girls all day long, I think that...
There's nothing better than a girl coming up to you and going, can you put a tattoo right here and shoving her boob in your face?
Right in your face.
I can.
Actually, I would think that my favorite tattooee, my favorite recipient, was Shelly from Jacksonville.
Yes.
Where I chose my placement on a daily basis.
That's nice.
So on Saturday, I believe I tattooed the upper inner left thigh, as
nice.
Upper as you can go.
Very good.
And then on Sunday, I kind of snuck up behind her, pulled off her bathing suit tush at bottom, and tattooed her tush.
I got one of those on Sunday myself.
That was tasty, eh?
Yeah.
Tasty Oof. Tushies. And then both of us, we love our job.
I said it every time I put one on. I was like, you know, some people just hate waking up and going to work every day. I gotta say,
I love my job. We had a great time. Thursday, of course, you and Mistina Jones were able to arrive.
You know, the welcome party, I didn't even talk about that with you because when you got there, we were just like ready to work.
Hubbub.
But the welcome party was very nice. I mean, it was out by the pool again.
Yeah.
DJ Harmony spinning.
Oh, cool.
Nice low-key tunes. The bar was open. People just mingled, sat by the pool. It was in the later part of the evening. The sun was setting. And it was really easy to just, you know, pick your spot, scope out everything, meet up with your friends, figure out what you were going to buy tickets for. You know, it was a nice way to get the weekend started. It really was.
Excellent. And then they had a movie.
Dive-in movie was awesome.
What a great idea.
Loved it.
I want to do this.
I wrote to them today and I said, we have to do that every single night because that was the perfect nightcap.
Perfect.
to whatever kind of fun day you had, to just go up, get your suit on, come out, either be in the water, lounging on a mat, or chilling out on a pool lounge and watching a flick outside.
Yeah, that was cool. That was really great. Cool. The blow up screen all tucked in the corner there.
Yeah.
Very, very fun. I think we should get one for the backyard here. I just do.
I would be okay with that.
Yep, completely.
Yes, I would totally.
So Thursday's movie was The Gymnast, a movie that we are very connected to, and you said that was wonderful.
It really was. It was a really good movie. Kept everybody's attention.
Excellent.
You know, and I like the fact that they run the subtitles underneath, even though they have sound, just in case.
Just in case.
There were a few little kids playing in the pool late at night during The Gymnast, but for the most part, yeah, it was really. It was. I just thought it was a great end to every evening.
We should totally vote that in as an evening, each evening activity.
Yeah, I mean, I would even host something like that. You know what I mean?
And now the movie.
Yep. Popcorn. And now The Gymnast. Yeah, we said we need a little popcorn trolley.
that's what was missing.
That's it.
That's all that was missing.
But the patio bar was cool. I mean, I didn't even know until the last night that they were serving food.
There was a whole menu.
Yeah, who knew?
A whole evening menu, too, and the chicken was really good, actually.
Yeah.
And then Saturday's movie was Everything Relative, a classic.
It was an oldie but goodie, I guess.
Yep, really all skinny, very, very skinny lesbians in that one. But a surprise for you and I at the end of that movie.
Who knew?
Who knew? I know who knew. Lisa Thrasher and Power Up. That's who knew.
They sent a little short film called The Nitty Gritty on Itty Bitty, and it was actually the making of. So it interviewed all the cast. It showed all the different locations and setting and what they went through, and that was great. I mean, that was just a complete surprise.
It was totally cool to see all the girls. And you know what? Perfect timing, because the DVD is now out. You can reserve your copy right now through Wolf Video.
That's right. It's coming out in September, but reserve your copy now. You get free shipping and a t-shirt.
Terrific.
So actually go to power-up.net, and there'll be a link to go to Wolf Video and get all your information in and fill out your reservation for the movie.
Have you done yours yet?
Not yet.
Neither.
I'm gonna tomorrow, since I have yet another sick day.
Oh, that's right. And truly, the voices that you're hearing are naturally recovering voices. Denise's.
It's the third day. The third day curse. Yep.
Nobody knew that you were there on Thursday. I mean, on Saturday, on Sunday.
Oh. Actually, you know what? This time I didn't lose it on the mic. I lost it from laughing my ass off at the comedy show.
Fuck, man. That was awesome.
I heard it. I heard it pop in the middle of a laugh, and I went, there goes that.
Not to mention the pant wetting and the fake bottle spill.
That was great, right?
That was very clever. Very clever.
Clever.
Very totally
good. Yeah, and then a slight little diabetes crash. But boy, let me tell you something.
It was so worth it.
Those people at the Regal Sun were on it, man.
Yeah, they took
juice,
care of
salad, whatever. Hide you in the back.
Soup.
Soup. Soup. I almost threw across the room. But the funny thing was that they were like, you can sit way in the back. So, and I'm like, I'm really, really embarrassed, because I was like sweating and shaking and in tears, and they were helping me out, and I knew that the whole VIP group was in there waiting for Suzanne.
Yep.
And I'm like, I didn't want to be the only one eating, so it's like I sat as far back as I possibly could around a corner, just sat there stuffing my face while everybody was meeting Suzanne.
Patty took good care of you.
She did.
Patty and Miss Dina Jones made sure you had everything that you
Patty
needed.
Patty was wonderful. We even gave her a My Lesbian Radio t-shirt.
I know, very cute. Oh, those shirts, were like commodity.
Come on. Lisa at Over the Rainbow Promotions did a phenomenal
job. Sweetie, we can't thank you enough. They were gargantuan hit. They look great. They played great on everybody, and boy, they were killing for games so that they could win. The girls could win.
Oh my God, Mel is in the room too.
What's she doing away?
Hey, she's in Vancouver.
She's still here?
I think she's in Vancouver.
I thought she went home.
I think she was going to Vancouver for a little bit before.
Nice.
Cool,
very
right?
Good.
Very cool.
Well, let's just give a little roll call, because Ferva JJ's took care of us big time last week.
Hooked us up with Lizzie the Leslie.
Lizzie the Leslie. She made a little vignette of her own talking about the lesbian podcasts that are available, submitted it to Ruth, Lizzie's creator, and she put it right on her website. So by all means, check it out. Actually, it's on both of our MySpaces right now. So you can give a little click right
there.
That's
cute, yeah. Jen's doing MissDinaJonesRocks.com.
Here we go. Then we've got Trish in Florida's back. Safe, warm Barb. She made it safe, and boy, is she warm. I'll tell you what, there's like 4 million degrees in New Jersey right now.
Is it?
Yeah, totally. Oh. Everybody's melting, actually.
So it wasn't such a big deal to be in Orlando, I guess,
I think
want to come back and be like, oh my God, it was 80 degrees and something beautiful and everything.
It was totally cooler in Orlando. And you know, because the Regal Sun, the pool is in the back, up a little bit on a little bit of an incline. There was quite a breeze every day.
The weather was perfect every day.
It was fabulous.
I can't believe I didn't get sunburned. I did good with my sunscreen.
A little bit of tan, nothing else.
I did very good.
Sister Wise Ass visiting us from Southern Cal. And then, of course, there's Heather. Where do we even begin?
Oh, my God. That fashion show that Heather put on Sunday.
1159clothing.com. The fashion show Sunday at 6.
Go to their MySpace.
Go to mylesbianradio.com. Upper right. Click right on it. You're in because there's amazing photos of the fashion show. You could see what we got to see close up front.
Retta from MTV's Tila Tequila Shot at Love 2 was there.
Jess,
how adorable was
Kelly,
she?
And all the girls were gorgeous.
Yes. She can wear some clothes.
Honestly, she can wear some clothes.
You know, it was funny. I was joking around with Heather and I said, these girls are so hot, they're going to get tips. And sure enough, weren't they tipping the models when they were coming around?
I didn't know.
Twice.
Are you serious?
I was cracking up.
The clothing spoke for itself, and the presentation was amazing, and the music perfect, and they had such sales and pre-sales, and boy, she's got a sale going on now, by the way.
Really?
Yep, I'll tell you.
Oh. Hey, you're on the Lesbian Lounge.
What's up? It's Heather.
Hey!
Oh, hey!
Speak of the devil.
My ears are burning.
Yeah, they better. Hi.
How are you?
Hi, how are you guys?
You lost your voice,
how you guys
too?
Doing?
She did. She lost her voice on Monday, she said.
Oh, get out.
I did. I was squeaking like a little mouse. I was like, what the heck? I must have been around Denise.
I know, right? It's contagious. It's the Sunday curse.
Right. Heather, how successful was this event for you as your first event and presentation of your line?
Oh, my goodness. You saw me. I was choking up all week, and I was like a little baby. It was phenomenal. I couldn't believe the response that we got from the crowd. You guys were great, and, of course, Lesbian Lounge. You guys, you're a bunch of rock stars.
Lesbian rock stars.
Honest to God, I was so impressed with the response of the crowd. Like, they knew at 6 o'clock, they started moving in closer, getting a good seat. I mean, I felt it in the air when people started kind of just getting ready. Yeah.
Yep.
Getting ready.
Yep.
And you could tell that they were totally into it. They were interested. They were paying attention. And let's just talk about the clothes. Oh, my God. You are providing clothes that people have wanted for so long. Like, even when you guys were describing, when you and Donna were describing, you know, the shorts, they're masculine looking, but they're cut for a female body.
Right.
You know, the crotch isn't dragging it.
The shorts are going to be more straight leg, and they're not going to highlight the problem areas like the tush.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I like
so
best.
Many girls don't like.
What I like best about the shorts cut for the butchies and the lesbies is they're just like a cheap ballroom, a cheap hotel, Denise, no ballroom.
You were sitting on that all weekend, weren't you?
Or the genus. The penis.
She's been
the
waiting.
Genus.
I can't
it
even
just
believe.
Came to me.
Oh my God.
No, seriously, Heather, I'm so excited for you and for all of us as well because the clothing is very comfortable. I was even wearing a t-shirt. Did you see the shirt I was wearing, Dan? The blue shirt?
I loved it.
The 1159. It was really comfy.
I loved it. I was afraid to get mine wet.
I know.
Oh yeah.
Honestly, it was I actually when the girls came out in certain clothes in my head, I would say that one's gonna sell like mad.
That deep V-neck.
That one's gonna the pink one with the pink sleeveless.
It helps with the cleavage. Oh, that was hot.
Oh man, let me tell you something.
Thanks
I was
for sharing.
Saying everybody got tips. That was hysterical.
I know. One of the models goes. She goes. I just made a tip. I was like, sweet. Go for it.
I said it. I'm like, you watch. These girls will get tips. Sure enough, this lady was sitting next to me. She looked
totally called it, and by darn, they got a tip. I was like, wait a minute. I should get out there at the Vita.
All right, funny. I'll tip you for that.
Nice.
Oh my God.
Right, well, thanks, girls. I just wanted to check in with you guys.
Well, before
and say
you go,
again, thank you for all of your help.
Well, really, before you go though,
and here's to the future.
Before you head off, though, you've got a special running, don't you? I noticed that it's free shipping right now if you order through the MySpace.
Absolutely. It's free shipping on orders of $75 or more.
That's wonderful.
And, even awesome. If you don't want to spend $75, shipping's not that expensive.
But
so,
you're going to get a lot
go
for $75.
It's myspace.com/1159clothing.
Awesome. We'll get that posted in the chat room. And as soon as Gemma gets in, she'll be buying some merchandise.
Oh, yeah. We need pictures then, Gemma.
That's right. And she'll post her pictures. You know our girl.
She will. Well,
nice.
Thanks again, Heather. And we are looking forward to seeing you at the end of the summer at Women Fest.
That's right.
You know what? We'll probably hook up sometime between now and then.
Oh,
I
before
guarantee.
Then, I'm sure.
For yep. sure.
Sounds like a promise. Great.
That's all right, girl.
Take it easy, sweetheart.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she was so professional and so prepared, and her team was hanging around the whole afternoon looking awesomely hot.
Oh, my God.
They just broke it out for
us. That little ratta was adorable.
I'll tell you what, awesome. I was very happily surprised to see the size of the crowd all day on Sunday. Everybody had done the parks already. Everybody had done all their activities already.
Saturday was a great day, too.
Saturday
and I really, I kept thinking it's going to be slower. Everyone's going to be at the parks.
Oh, no.
But then I heard there was nothing going on at the other camp, so they expected a few more people. And
uh-huh.
sure enough,
yeah, we had a full
we
house.
We filled up on Saturday.
But, I mean, the fact that so many ladies were able to stay through the whole day, and like you said,
oh,
come
Sunday.
6 o'clock,
yeah.
they started doing that dolphin fishy come to the edges for the feeding
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we fed them beautifully.
Yes. Oh, man, did they get a royal feeding.
I do want to thank Frankie of HQ Water also for being Ship's photographer for the entire Gay Days family bouncing back and forth from event to event. She's got some great shots that she'll be posting.
Oh, my God. I love when she would come over and be like, look, I went to the bear party and show pictures. I was screaming laughing.
I like
those hairy
And then that
boys.
Whole fetish party that she did, too. Ew, what are you doing?
Picking spinach out of my teeth.
Nice. Are you in the back like that? I'm going to gag. I can't even look at you.
Oh.
So, like you said, Saturday.
Got
well,
it.
You know,
carry on.
Friday night. Friday was great. Friday night, you had a bit of a crash. I went out with some.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was just, I mean, I think it was just from being in on Thursday.
Yeah.
Staying up late, watching
yeah.
the movie, get, you know, and then just hustling all day long.
That's
on Friday.
That's okay, though. So,
I couldn't make it to the red party.
Vicky and I went to dinner with some of the bad girls, and then me and the bad girls went to, we did go to the red party, the Red Hot Retro Bash dance party, and I'll tell you what, DJ Harmony had that place decked out max. It was
She's
so
awesome.
Cute. She was wearing tie-dye headband, bleached out jeans. She looked so cute. And the again, the ballroom, the hotel just made it just so really warm and friendly. It was really terrific. Music was great.
Yeah.
Great. Some incredible dancers on the floor. And that party stayed up all night long.
I heard that was a 3 a.m.
Huh? Yeah, that was a good one.
Man.
And of course, you know, Saturday, the comedy show, like you said, Bear hosted a local talent in Orlando.
So funny.
She was freaking hilarious.
Oh, my God. How about when she dropped her beer and she was like, oh, my God, Suzanne's going to kill me.
Yes. Between that and comparing herself to as the love child between Ron...
Ron White. She does look like the comedian Ron White.
She looks like Ron
She
White.
Really does.
And when she lit up the cigar, I thought I would. I did
And did
myself.
The taters? Oh, my
so
God.
Fucking funny. And then, of course, Marga Gomez. Very interesting seeing her live. I've only seen her recorded live events. And,
on
and,
Logo.
Right.
Yeah.
And she was moderately political, very controversial.
So energetic.
And very
cute. Like a
cute.
Little Mexican jumping bean.
She
I mean, she's everywhere.
Cute.
So funny.
Karen but, yeah. Williams was a surprise to me. Nasty
I've never
woman.
Seen her.
Nasty, nasty
Fucking
woman.
Funny. Come on.
Hilarious.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, the pinnacle of our existence, Suzanne
Westenhofer.
Brought it home with some nice, fresh material. And
Love the story about Tipper Gore.
Loved the story
oh
about
my God.
Tipper Gore.
She was great.
Very cute. And,
Very
and,
good. So you guys got to hang out with her?
Yeah,
bit.
we were able to finagle, as they say, our way into the VIP lounge. And
well, you were basically just delivering her a t-shirt.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all. We were just
that's
there
all.
To... That's all.
You know, you weren't there to take up anybody's time.
Oh, hell no.
No.
So we wait like the rest of the sheep, and she comes through the entire the VIP area. She kind of, you know, walks by, gives us a wave. And now it's Vicky and I in our MLR shirts, Say Hey Jen, and a couple other folks standing with us. And she walks by, kind of gives us a little wave, and I go, Suzanne, it's Donna from Denise and Donna from the Lesbian Lounge. You love us. And she keeps walking away. 10 steps later, all of a sudden her shoulders drop, her head drops, and she says, you're right. I do. And she came right back over and sported our MLR tee and... gave Vicky and I some very interesting autographs.
Pussy one, pussy two.
She
I love
signed
it.
Our pussies. That yes. is correct.
I love the fact that we heard like later on at night she was down by the pool bumming a smoke wearing our shirt.
That was a secret.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oops.
Why? It was a secret she was in our shirt?
No, that she was out and about.
Well, she didn't leave the premises. No, I mean, she was just wandering around the hotel looking for someone with a cigarette.
That's true. That's what she did.
Whatever.
That was cool.
So you
that
heard it really here cool. first.
And then, of course,
breaking news.
Yeah. Sunday, we did it all over again. The best part about Sunday, what a dance party.
Yeah.
What a freaking dance party.
The Cuban Shuffle was a big hit.
Huge
and
hit.
And those kids...
So that
they totally stole our thunder.
Brother and sister team managed to steal every
10
inch.
And 14.
Yep.
And they were doing Soulja Boy.
They did
Cuban
the whole video.
Shuffle.
They did like
I
every part of
I saw them from the
that.
Room. That's oh. when I went upstairs. I couldn't even believe it.
They were terrific. Lots of photos. We have a million pictures. There's just about a couple dozen on the MyLesbianRadio.com right now. But as the week progresses and Vicky is out of school more, you will see more and more and more. And we are building a tattoos only page.
Oh, nice.
You will have as many boobs as we have touched. You will also get to glimpse upon.
Boobs, man. I was doing the...
The right here.
Yeah. The, near the vajayjay. Right there.
The bone. The what? The pelvic region.
The pelvic region.
Bikini line.
The below the bikini line. Mm-hmm. That was my favorite.
Uh-huh.
And then
I got to tell you that I thought the games were phenomenal this year. My God.
What a reception. And they were killing. What's the next
the
game?
Chicken,
we
the chicken fight ball pass was hysterical.
Bravo.
That was great.
Bravo.
And I love the shoot the duck off the ass. That was awesome.
You like the ass better than the mound.
Well,
you?
When they were children, I thought ass would be
ass was
better.
Definitely better with the children mm-hmm. present, but the mound was good because you got a little squirm action mm-hmm. going on.
Not bad.
I think the star of the whole weekend were the Bud Light mats.
Yes.
The unsinkable mats that people were using as runways. It was like walking on water.
They were 15 feet long.
Unbelievable.
Easily. 15 feet long, 10 feet, maybe 8 feet wide.
Man.
And multiple women.
Wow.
Yeah, very
it
nice.
Was, yeah.
Speaking of Bud Light, so that brings us to the Bud Light girls. What a team.
Holy cow. They were so fun. They came up with some games that were outrageous.
They had totally
They had a
games.
16-person twister game going on.
They did.
That lasted about a half an hour.
Especially because
sweaty
that
bodies
pretty
all
little
over
girl
each other.
In the pink bikini. Nasty.
Oh, was she an exhibitionist?
Nasty hoe.
She was a totally nasty hoe.
I love a nasty hoe.
Oh, my God. Woo. I love a nasty hoe in Coco Chanel glasses.
Absolutely. With the perfect haircut.
Just brought it all home with her little stack bob.
Nice.
Honestly.
Very nice.
Yes.
She got our attention earlier in the day. With that dirty little dance she was doing with that cute girl with the braids.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking amen. Yeah. Total strangers.
I didn't even know people could bend like that. I had no idea that you could touch your ankles.
She went
touch your ankles
face
like that.
First into the chick in front of her. Face first. There's photos. And then I think one of my favorite war cries of the entire weekend was anytime any boobage was shown, we announced it.
Yeah.
Boobage.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
So they had the 16-person twister game, right?
And they had Munch the Muffin game.
Munch the Muffin game.
Where your
game.
Partner lays on the pool lounge and they place a trio of tiny little muffins on the muffin, and you had to eat those in record time.
Yep. And then the
poor J-Ro almost died.
She did almost die. And
good
that's
Lord.
Not even funny.
I thought she was
going to
throw up on my shoes when she turned around.
Poor girl. She was going to pass out and be dead in the bathroom by herself if she didn't.
She had some stale muffins in her mouth, man. She, poor thing, was just dying.
Which is nothing to say for Shelly.
No. It was the actual muffin.
The actual
that was
muffin,
stale.
The baked product itself. That's true.
But
that's
then they had the whipped cream licking one?
Yeah, with Bud on the front and Light on the back, and you had to be the first to lick it off. And I thought they played that game wrong. My feeling was the winners were who licked the cream off first. My opinion should have been the couple that whipped the cream off licked the whipped cream off last. Don't you think that would
the one who
better?
Took the longest time?
Yeah.
Well, maybe, but then they could have gone on for hours, and then salmonella would have set in, and you know, I mean, you got to keep these things fast paced, honestly. Safety first, you know what I'm saying?
Now, how about that self-imposed entertainment couple that was walking around with the beer bong for 3 days?
Oh, good Lord! This chick acted like she was the only woman on the planet that had a beer bong.
But she
was making people sign it after they did.
That's the fun part.
I was like, must you encourage the puke? I mean, seriously.
Did you see one puke? Not one.
No, I didn't.
No puking.
J-Ro was the closest.
Poor Jay.
But honestly, even Christine and Terry were like, oh my God, one of those and that's it. You're done.
I know. They were, oh, the Jacksonvillians.
The Jacksonvillians came to see us.
So Christine and Terry, but then they found, Denise, they found like 30 people they know. Yeah. 30 people from Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah.
And they hubbed in that back far corner over by the water's edge, and they stayed there the entire weekend. They only left when the pool closed. They were there when it opened and stayed the whole time. And boy, did they drink. Talk about drinking.
I just
actually went further over to the water's edge. Yeah.
That's funny. I just want to make a quick announcement. I think the people with Macs are having a problem with their sound. So if you need to, go to our MySpace, and the MLR player will be broadcasting the show. So if you don't have any sound, that's one way to try and
get
it.
We need to fix that.
I don't. If Daddy's listening, there's a problem with the Mac stuff. But
I do want to encourage anybody that feels like it to give us a call, 866-530-4475. We want to hear how much you loved us at Gay Days this year. And really what you got to take away or add to or bring home with you unwillingly from your experience at the Regal Sun.
I feel like we gave out a boatload of stuff.
We did.
I mean, the Gay Days people, think about it. They provided 40, 80... About
120.
At least 150.
Right.
T-shirts, hats, beads, necklaces,
jewelry,
dog tags. I mean, Diane was phenomenal this year.
Yeah, I want to make sure that we especially thank Diane.
Jesus. I mean, she was running around like a little moth, but honest to God, I did say this in my little report back, is that I felt confident that no matter what somebody came to us for, if we directed them to Diane, whatever their need was, it would be taken care of.
Completely taken care of.
Yeah, she was just on the ball. She kept everything on track.
She and Kathy managed each of the events,
right,
the evening events, really were on top of everything and made it very easy for us to take care of our guests as well. And the hotel, oh my gosh, they were, it's a resort. It's not a hotel. It's a destination location. Once you got there, you literally did not have to leave for a single thing. There was a nice breakfast bar. There were tons of different places that you could get food to munch on during the day. They had that great lunch buffet for one price down at the pool every day. The food was simple and delicious and filling and different every day, so that wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
But
jerk chicken and the coconut rice.
So good.
Oh my God.
But I want to make sure that you and I make it very clear that we couldn't have survived without Hattie the whole entire weekend.
Hattie.
H-E-T-T-Y. T-T-I-E.
Hattie. Why are you saying Hattie?
Oh, I don't know. It could be my throat.
Hattie. They've already praised Hattie in the chat room.
Oh, good.
She was like our loyal subject. She was.
Should we say what we know? We shouldn't say the real name.
No.
Okay.
Why do you have to get that close? Why do you have to get that close?
I don't. I stopped.
She never stopped filling buckets with ice.
Right.
Clearing up garbage from our table. And believe me, with the tattoos, there was garbage every minute
every
hour.
Yeah.
She was amazing.
Yeah. And then,
let me see, she got a good haul.
She left with an armful.
She left with an armful.
She earned it, though.
I saved her a few Bud Light things.
She did great.
Honestly, Alex, I think, was running the show for the Bud Light.
Correct.
And then the two sexy models, who even cares what their names were? Honestly.
There are more photos of the Bud Girls than there are of anything else.
Man.
Well, the tattoos on the Bud.
You're right.
The
tattoos on the Bud Girls.
The tattoos. I made up the tattoos on before I would take their picture.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes. I love that you bullied people right into it. That was awesome.
Look at that one making a bully, making friends wherever she goes.
Hattie rocks.
Very good. Very good.
And Megan was also the bomb. That's
exactly
right. Megan was the backup to Hattie.
Yeah, I was just going to mention her.
I made
she
sure
was
she had a
cute
shirt too. Yeah.
She
tip with shirts.
We
tip with t-shirts.
She caught the eye of more than one of our little crowd.
Yeah, Miss Dina Jones is like, you know, the one with the nice butt. I'm like, excuse me.
Hi, she's 19.
Hey. Unbelievable.
But totally adorable. And very. And again, it was nice. It was nice being cared for. It really was.
And you didn't make it to the expo at all, correct?
I did not make it to the expo.
I did
Talk
make it to
me.
The expo. I love the Royal Plaza. I love the fact that the expo is in that massive ballroom and everything. But man, I got to tell you, it was 100 degrees in there.
What?
In the hotel, in the ballroom,
seriously?
100 degrees. But all the vendors were just like, you know, hippy, bippy, happy, lively. I mean, you couldn't tell that they were drenched in their own sweat. But they had some really cool, a lot of big name, Macy's, Delta, Esurance, you know, the big sponsors. Purist Vodka?
Yes.
I think they were a new one this year.
They were.
They were making drinks with this new product that Bud Light is putting out called Borba Skin Enhancing Water.
So delicious.
It came in these amazing flavors. Like the lychee berry? What the hell is a lychee berry?
It was good.
I don't care. It was phenomenal.
It was so good. That was the purple one?
That was the green one.
The lychee was the green one.
Yeah. And well, when you got in, there were like two in your room, which was nice. They must have went in and did them. So we mixed that blue one with vodka right away, took it down by the pool. But their product was really, I mean, it was awesome. It was refreshing. Purist was using the Borba to make mixed drinks.
Yum.
So when we hit the Royal, we did one round of the expo, and then we stopped at the Purist booth because they had nice little bags. Of course, Miss Tina Jones wanted a bag. It's the only vodka made from a wheat grain.
Uh-huh.
That's their big selling point.
Okay.
So I felt healthy in my alcoholic intake. I thought, you know, this is a healthy way to drink. So they made me a pink one. I don't even know what the flavor was, but it was incredible.
Really?
Yes. So now I'm hooked on the Borba martinis.
Very good.
Yes.
Oh, I did the I did have the Purist vodka at the dance on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Very delicious. Very smooth. No heavy taste.
Mm-mm.
It was really good. Nice gentle buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Delightful.
Very good.
Delightful.
I'm loving the Borba. I'm officially hooked on it.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, very good.
It was, honestly, and the Bud Light girls also had Bacardi Silver Mojitos in a bottle. That was interesting.
How was that? Did you try that?
I didn't get a chance to try one, but I'm.
But
they
the
did
shark.
Ice me up. The Land Shark, I did try a couple samples of the Land Shark. The Rolling Rock, Rolling Red something.
The Rolling, something red.
Something
it was
red.
Some red thing. It was
and
debuted there.
The other thing that I love is the new Bud Light Lime.
And that was the hit.
That was
Everyone was pounding those bad girls.
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
Yep. Even producer Vicky hits the Land Shark, a couple of Land Shark beers, and Miss Tina Jones gets all nervous.
Yeah, she went running. She didn't know what Vicky was going to sign her up for.
No. Totally. Totally cool.
That was great. But yeah, they did. They had kept the drinks going, and that patio bar was making some nice frosty frozen drinks, boy.
The penis colada, whatever that was. They had all those really stupid boy names that they unmade as girl names. It was good. Who knows?
Honest to God. Well, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get on track with our usual stuff.
You
and
got it.
Maybe we'll take some calls, 866-530-4475.
Maybe we will.
You are listening to Denise and Don on the Lesbian Lounge on mylesbianradio.com.
Continue to surf the web, ladies, because Denise and Donna will be right back. They went to powder their nose. At least Donna did.
Whether you are looking for that all-gay experience, or the fun of a gay group trip, or just the solitude of watching the world pass by, Pride Travel Center can help you find just the right vacation. At PrideTravelCenter.com, customer service is first priority in assisting you with all of your gay and lesbian travel needs. From last-minute travel deals to vacations of a lifetime, PrideTravelCenter.com is loaded with great deals for any size budget. Pride Travel Center is proud to support the work of the Human Rights Campaign. A portion of each booking is donated to HRC. PrideTravelCenter.com wants to be your GLBT travel source. Log on today and begin planning your next vacation with Pride. PrideTravelCenter.com.
Give your home a makeover indoors and out. LakeLivingUSA.com. Shop and buy from top sellers in gifts, collectibles, home, garden, and seasonal decor. Something for everyone on your shopping list at LakeLivingUSA.com. Bath, kitchen, travel, office and business, menswear, men's jewelry, women's wear, even special occasions. Shop and buy from top sellers in gifts, collectibles, home, garden, and seasonal decor with LakeLivingUSA.com. Give your home a makeover this spring. Indoors and out, LakeLivingUSA.com.
Let us know what you think.
Well, I could be happier, but you gotta remind.
Email info at MyLesbianRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ben, and you're listening to Denise and Mom on MyLesbianRadio.com.
How appropriate that we would open with Ben. Welcome back to the Lesbian Lounge with Denise and
Big
Donna.
Big week for your lesbian son.
MyLesbianRadio.com. Hey, yes,
week.
He actually made it. He graduated high school. He walked across the stage 12th from the end, took that diploma, and began to soar.
Fainted.
12th from the end because of his name, not his GPA.
No, not his GPA.
Well, you never know. So now he's made it into Clown College across the Alligator Alley.
So he's in Clown College.
Awesome.
And everything, every single thing about my existence at home is all revolved around him leaving. And I should be fully sedated by mid-August, actually, Denise.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You'll be able to tell. Although I'm very, very excited, and I'm glad that we got to share that with all of our friends, because I was so proud of him for making it. Yeah. Big celebration last
night. Talk about the hair of your teeth, right? Like,
exactly. God. Exactly. We had our official family celebration last night because, as you know, we left here crack of ass 5:30 in the morning on Friday, so we missed the big celebration right after. But we had a really nice time last night together, and got him his graduation present of a new Mac. So he's not listening to the show right now either. He could be, though. He could have it all figured out. Knowing him, he's got it all figured out, that college student of mine.
Whatever. Sure.
I spell the word college K-O-L-E-J now for the rest of the summer.
I just take a big hit off a bong.
You know that stuff's illegal in college? Did you know that?
No.
Huh, neither.
I thought they promoted it at the college he was going to.
No, not that one.
No shoes and grab yourself a bong,
no,
kids. Gather around.
That's new college. That's not where he's going to end up at. But we did find out that he'll be sharing his freshman year with Jen's niece. Say hey, Jen's niece.
That's right.
So I'm excited for both of them. Maybe very they'll cool. be friends.
Ew, wouldn't
Ew,
that be
that'd
sweet.
Be so queer.
Yeah, it would be. Be queer beyond belief.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're right.
All right. You know, and before we move on, I just want to thank all of our special helpers that jumped in to help us with, like, the contest.
J-Bro was like Cagney and Lacey, man.
J-Ro.
Fuck.
Well, J-Ro was head of security and absolute tour manager. She is officially hired. Officially hired.
Yeah, she is our new tour manager. Honestly, anybody that has a question, they want to book us, whatever,
just
go through J-Ro in the chat room.
She will handle every
Put your email
thing.
In the chat room there, J-Ro.
But I also want to make sure that we give a special thank you to Safe Warm Barb in New Jersey, for judging one of the most difficult contests we had this weekend, Denise. The Rainbow Pride tattoo, natural tattoo. I mean, traditional tattoos,
not washables.
Not the washable offables. Yeah, exactly. And boy, she had her favorite the second That's she saw right. that punani.
She still took her minute in the spotlight, right? She got her 15 minutes. Hey, you're on the Lesbian Lounge. New
Jersey. Why, hello, Donna and Denise. This is DJ Harmony.
DJ Harmony!
Hi! I'm late. I was rushing in.
That's okay. Are y'all recovered?
Yes, we're all covered. I can't say that about during the weekend, but right now I am.
Listen, lady, you did a phenomenal job. Unbelievable the way you had those people up dancing. Oh, my
Thank
God.
You.
What a great time.
Well, and she saved the day. Technology. Yes, I mean, she saved the day for us on Saturday.
Once again, teamwork prevailed. I got a little panicked when our microphones were overmodulated on Saturday. And I immediately placed a call to DJ Harmony, and she was there.
Actually,
with her equipment.
Actually, she didn't even get your call. She just showed up.
No, I left her a voicemail. I texted her home phone, but I left her a voicemail.
Yeah, you actually called my home phone.
I have them wrong in my... I totally have them wrong in my cell phone. I have a mixed up selling home.
But you know, as always, Harmony, you know, you keep that flow. You don't even for one second know that there's no hiccups. It's all perfect all
it
the time.
It was unbelievable. And always has every song that's requested. Mm-hmm. I love that. You were getting requests left and right, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. But you
even Radha came up to me, one of the models on that fashion show.
Nice. She was a cutie.
What did she request?
Yes, she
I want to know. Yes, she was.
She requested Single Again, so apparently she's single.
Oh, nice.
Nice advertising.
But the music, DJ Harmony did the music for the fashion show, and that was spunky and perfect, and it went right with what was going on. It was, again, dead on. We had such a good time. That's all we've been talking about. Honestly, everything.
We had such a good time, too, and I agree. The Bud Light Lime was the hit.
Yeah, the Bud Light, I know. It was great. Everybody had one in their hand at one point, man. That was beautiful. But really, all the games were just phenomenal. No coaxing, no begging.
No, we
I mean, we mentioned we were doing a game, and they were getting their asses out of the pool. Like, it was unbelievable.
Sometimes you had to do it again.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, we played two rounds of games because people were waiting to play.
Yep.
It was great.
Really
was
terrific.
Great.
Oh, my God. It was... I just left there feeling like it was an absolute success. Without
a
doubt.
Too. I thought it was a great success. So anybody out there who missed out, try
next
to make
year,
it next
man.
Year.
Really, and tell two friends because they will not believe you. I mean, they have to come and see it for themselves. The pool was the star.
Totally.
The pool was the star of the whole, yeah.
Just not the events, the pool itself.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah,
that was nice. With that honestly, splash place.
I loved the interactive child play thing. That was amazing.
I loved the Orgasm Falls.
Orgasm Falls was phenomenal. I don't know what was going on behind that rock all day.
I do.
I don't know, but there was interesting stuff going on behind that rock.
Yes, there was.
There was something going on back there, I'll say.
And then the smaller pool, but deeper pool, was the heated pool. So
yes.
It was very disgusting.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And not to mention the hot tub way at the top of the hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know. We have to ask how it was heated.
We don't want to know. We don't want to know.
But yeah. Definitely body heat was in play.
Correct.
Honestly, it seemed like people were there to have a good time. And
they were.
There was no drama. I saw no drama.
No, none.
I saw nothing, you know. No bad mouthing, no nothing. I mean, it was actually like a really easy going, chill out,
now
fun, relaxing time.
Everyone has to remember that this weekend was Harmony and Maria's honeymoon.
Right.
Which at about 11:45 on Sunday night, they began by walking around quietly in the dark.
Right.
And they were pointing out the field bunnies, and I thought that she was trying to tell me that they were two girl bunnies getting it on in the field. I don't know.
I don't know. It was two bunnies. It looked like two girls. We weren't sure.
That's funny, but the grounds were beautiful.
Yeah, everything was
phenomenal.
Yeah.
I love everything about it. The marketplace in the morning, is that what it was called, the marketplace?
Yeah,
I mean, honestly,
a little breakfast spot.
It was kind of like, yeah, the meeting place in the morning, and yeah. I mean, it was really, everything was just, I'm telling you, if you are just thinking about one event to plan your vacation around next year, make it Girls at Gay Days.
Make sure that's where you are, because yep. You will not regret it. We promise you.
Yeah, it was beyond my expectations. I mean, I
Mine
was
too?
Impressed from the minute I pulled up. It was
oh,
so
the
good.
Women, we had the better hotel.
I
oh,
say so.
Hell yes.
I would definitely say so.
Yeah,
you know,
the expo was over at the Royal Plaza, and it was hot over there.
Wasn't it?
And then everybody could come over and cool off in the pool.
Yeah, it was like 100 degrees at the
Royal
Plaza.
Well, you know, what they allowed this year was if you bought a pool pass for our pool, you could go to the boys'
interchangeable,
pool.
Interchangeable, yeah.
Come back and forth. We had a lot of boys on Saturday afternoon.
We did, and they were so complimentary. I mean, they were having such a good time. I love that. You know, the thing at the Royal was, you know, their pool area, there was no breeze. You know,
right.
I mean, like, we had that nice constant breeze, so it was never, you know, so stuffy and hot.
We're not trading for next year.
We're not trading. You're right. No, no.
No chance. That's our spot.
Well, we're glad you had a good time, too. I felt like we worked you to death, but you know what? I know you're up for it.
Oh, no, I had fun working with you all. It's not work when we get together.
That's true.
It
is
That's
like a big party,
true.
Right? Totally like a big party. What a great time. Honestly, you did phenomenal. Even helping the Ain't Misbehaving softball team.
Oh, my God. How cute are you?
Yeah, they were doing a 50-50 raffle to get their asses to the World Series. So that was... They danced for their money, though. I got to give them credit. They didn't just walk around with a bucket. They did some shaking and some bumping and grinding.
Yeah, that was softball, DJ. Softball.
Poor thing. So who wrote basketball?
It was a softball team.
Yeah.
But she had WNBA on the brain. You can't blame her.
Somebody wrote basketball on her card. I know it.
I know.
Yeah, honestly.
I actually had it down, basketball. I don't know why.
Well, it doesn't matter. It all got done.
Yeah,
there was
they got
money,
some money
collected, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Right,
yeah. Yeah, that was great. It really was. It was perfect all the way around.
We will send you our schedule so that you will be wherever we are, because that's how we want to roll.
That's how we roll, baby.
Permanently.
That sounds like a plan.
All right, girlfriend. Thanks again. Best to your wife.
Okay.
Great seeing you guys. See ya.
All righty.
Bye-bye. Can't say enough about that woman.
Honestly.
Cannot say enough about that girl.
The quality of the equipment, the professionalism. It's just a relief to work, you know, to work with someone like that.
Yep.
It's
don't have to think about a thing. Just
takes
turn it
a huge
on.
Weight off your shoulders, you know, as a performer, to know that everything's going to go well.
Yep. You just have to hit that on switch and you're ready to roll.
Welcome in to Beth. I'm thinking she was probably watching some games.
Something going on.
Probably. I know
there's
a few games on tonight.
What's that? Do I know this song? I do not.
Theme of a movie we all saw together.
Which movie is that? Look at her giving us shit not answering the question. Just tell us.
Sex and the City.
Oh, the Sex and the City movie. You know what? We haven't been back with our friends to discuss that night,
That's
have
right.
we?
Yeah.
Oh my.
That was a phenomenal evening.
Yeah.
Us, the four of us, the six of us, and a room full of cougars.
Unbelievable. But the 20-year-olds in front of us.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Who knew going into a movie theater in suburban hell could be the most fun ever? We made it.
First of all, we need to credit WNBA Beth for handling the entire evening.
Organizer.
Because it was opening night. We knew there was going to be a lot of selling out. She made sure she went online, got tickets for the 1010 show, held our spot in line.
Yep.
And it went flawless. We got there, we schmoozed a little, we met up with our eye doctors.
With our eye doctors.
Staff.
Staff was there. All dressed up and drunk, just like they should be.
The Cougars ripped on Cosmos.
They were so
yeah,
cute.
That was funny.
They all had nice cleavage on. I mean dresses.
I know. I was getting kisses left and right.
You were. You were getting mauled.
I was a little bit.
It was okay.
It was kind of freaking me out. I felt like the chief of the Cougar Parade.
Totally cool. Of course, the six of us felt like the only, well, the five of the six of us felt like the only lesbians in the theater, but boy, we made up for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a male survey. How many men are here? How many of you are straight?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. There were none.
I know. No, there was some because we kept saying, you're going to get tail.
Yeah.
You're totally going to get tail tonight for even doing this. For enduring 2.5 hours.
And the movie was okay.
I liked it.
It was good.
Yeah, you had your issues with it, but I liked it.
Yeah, it was not bad. Not bad. I enjoyed it.
I was so happy to have seen it because it was just like I knew I couldn't wait.
Yeah. No.
You know? I mean, I knew we had a busy couple of weeks, and I'm like,
yeah, we're not waiting a month to see the movie. No way.
How funny that every time somebody walked into the theater, it was like, go Meredith.
Yeah.
Go. All I know is I left for popcorn. I came back, and 1/4 of the theater was screaming my name. It was.
It was a dream come true.
Really. Honestly, surreal.
A total dream come true.
Man, I'm like, wow, just for popcorn, this rocks.
Nice. Let me go out and get a soda.
Go get something out. Yeah, that was so funny.
Very cute.
Very,
very
cool.
Cute. Alrighty, we are still going to encourage you to give us a call, 866-530-4475.
Oh my God, especially if you were there.
Oh yeah, we want to know what you know. We want to know how you thought we did. Little bit of news, I won't take very long. I just want everybody to take a moment and have just a memory moment, because a year ago today.
I kill you!
I just throw that in.└
A year ago today was now a day of infamy. Today, 1 year ago, Senator Larry Craig was arrested in a sexting operation in the men's
washroom. Jesus, I thought you were going to talk about our show.
Is there a big snore?
Yeah.
There's a group of folks that live in... There are three islanders from the Isle of Lesbos that are taking the Gay and Lesbian Association of Greece to court. They want to remove the name lesbian in its name because they feel that they're being picked on and being grouped together as just all a bunch of lesbians, and this faction
are they not
men? Well, technically they are, in the same way that we are Floridians. They are in fact lesbians. They are from the Isle of Lesbos.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Exactly.
What could we call them? Let's think of something we could call them instead.
Assholes. Perhaps, won't you say?
Lesbosians.
Lawyers are saying, what will we do next? Sue the United Nations?
Oh, geez.
For using the word lesbian in a descriptive form.
That's lovely.
Go on, Din.
Hey, you're on the Lesbian Lounge.
Hello, darlings.
Hello, darling.
It's your other wife. What
it's
up?
It's me, Jen.
It is Jen. Jen has an agenda, I'm sure. Hi.
Say hey.
Hey.
Oh. Jen and her uterusless,
Yes.
Abdomen. Whose scar?
I have no uterus. Hey,
your scar was quite the hit.
Your scar was quite the hit. Yes, Jen.
You're so beautiful that you made me forget my pickup line.
Oh, stop. We are...
You know what? Let me tell you something. Right here, right now, I would like to use the line...
Oh, for crying out loud, the dogs are barking.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Namaste.
Namaste.
I banged on the counter.
Nice.
Listen, I think...
So, how does everyone feel?
We're doing good, but wait, Denise has something important.
Listen.
Yes?
The line that Donna used during the fashion show, ladies, do you like these clothes? Can you see these balled up on the side of your bed? Around your ankles? I don't even know
how to put
them.
Did I say that?
Yes.
I said, can you see them in a pile on the floor around your ankles?
Yes. I would say that now, right there is the pickup line of gay days.
I want to take a moment to blame my late afternoon behavior on Tinka and the girls from Daytona who passed out Jello shots about an
that
hour.
That was great.
About those an hour before the fashion show.
Look, Mimi ate one was like and said, wow, that was strong.
And Donna
and
did
she,
four.
You know, She likes vodka.
And
I didn't taste anything remotely fruity about that. Did you?
No. That was all
it was
vodka.
Like freaking red vodka.
Yeah.
Oh, and I had four of them in a very short period of time. And
yeah, you did. You were.
That's why you're fired. I'm gonna have to learn to keep it, tone it down on Saturday nights because I cannot lose my voice on Sundays anymore.
You can't leave me on the.
I can't leave you.
It's kind of funny though.
Hey, we had a good time. Come on, it was all a good time. The whole thing.
Look, I'm so excited about Women Fest. I put a countdown on my page.
Already.
Oh, there you go.
Good.
J Rowe went to my page and she was like, you have to change your countdown thing, so now I have Women Fest on there.
There you go.
Beautiful. How many days? I don't even know.
86 days to Women Fest.
That's nothing.
All right, that's nothing.
That's less than 3 months
we'll
till we can get
that
together again. All right, so we decided, Denise, without you, that Jen was going to call in each week with a pickup line of the week.
No, I was there for that.
Okay.
Go making show decisions on your own, you whore.
And you really don't remember your one for this week, because your one for this week was stellar.
You were looking it up as we were sitting there. Nothing comes to mind.
I remember it. Should I give
it? Mine?
Yeah.
My one for this week?
Yeah.
Fuck me if I'm wrong, but I think you want to kiss me.
Yes.
That's the one.
That was it.
Was that it?
That was it.
Okay, now this involves the whole audience, though, because what we need you to do is go out and try it this week.
That's right, and report back next week.
And then report back next week. So, girls,
you want me to try it this week?
Yes, please.
All right, look, after this whole, weekend and... my family being here and me eating and having my surgery and having the scar, I don't want my stomach to be split like that forever. So I went to the gym today. So I'm going to use it at the gym.
Okay.
Oh, good girl.
That's the best place right there.
And there were some hot chicks there.
There you go.
They were a little young, but
that's okay.
Okay.
Trying it out. It's all
right. Right. The whole weekend we were trying to...
I'll be like, I got a bunch and... Donna, I researched some Jewish ones, too.
Oh, crap. Are you serious?
I just
For real. I'll give you a sample.
Give me a sample, because I'm sure it involves food, but go on.
No. Okay. The Jewish pickup lines are good. You had me at Shalom.
Give me a holla.
Holla.
Give me a holla.
Oh, wait. We've got something for you. Oh. Wait.
Yeah.
All right. Wait. While Vicky's digging it out.
I have it.
All right. You ready?
Come on, Vic.
I just wanted to make sure it was nice and quiet so she could hear it.
I'm scared.
Me too.
How do you spell your name? Olivia A. C. Clem.
What the hell is? I can't hear it.
A. C.
Oh, A. C.
Clem. Ahmed.
Did you watch that thing I put on your page?
700 times. Yes, I did.
It's fantastic.
It's beyond fantastic. It's my favorite moment. I love it. Very good. I highly recommend everybody go to our MySpace and hit that video.
Yeah. If nobody has seen the Ahmed,
the dead terrorist, right?
Go to the MySpace page and check it out.
What kind of a terrorist are you?
Terrifying terrorist. Do I scare you? I kill you.
But you and Mimi really, you and Mimi totally ruled. I got to tell you guys.
Fibber and McGee.
Fibber and McGee. Yeah.
Fibber and McGee.
That was great.
What? definitely.
maybe he still thinks I was the fibber one.
No, she's the fibber. She's the fibber.
And I don't even know why I'm McGee, because I'm Swedish. And that's she's true. Irish. She should have been McGee.
She should have been, but at that moment, fibber fit. Just saying.
That is true.
Just saying.
Yeah, you guys were like our water ponies. Yeah, they were holding the mat, like, gathering up the girls.
Get in the pool. We have a water game to do.
Go hold
the Bud Light girls on the mat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go set these duckies on these people's pusses and on their asses for us, please. Thank you. Okay. I said, look at Jen at one point as she's giving me the thumbs up, and I'm like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome, honey.
Woo-hoo.
Yep. Yep.
Very good, honey. Well, you know what? It was so cool hanging out with you this trip around, and
I want to tell you this, and you two, don't cry when I tell you this.
All right.
Too late.
I can't promise Donna, but I'm all right.
For fuck's sake.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I thought that I had the best time meeting you guys in Key West last year.
Right?
No.
No.
This was even more incredible. Now I can't wait till Key West, because, I mean... It's just, you guys are so fantastic. You're doing such a good thing for the lesbian community. And, you know, I feel so lucky that I'm your friend now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just, like, so psyched.
The inner circle.
You are in the inner circle.
Oh, I love you, girl.
We love you, too.
You're the best Lego builder in the whole entire universe.
Thank you.
Vicky constructed a MLR
kitty. She's like Rain Man with Lego.
Did we not give her 2 hours in the Lego store before we went fetching?
For real.
We did.
We're like, all right, we'll finish it. You go ahead. You run along. Camper.
You run along, little girl. Here's $7.50. Go have fun.
Yeah, she made that cat head for like $7. It was amazing.
And 4 hours in the room the next day.
Yeah.
In the dark.
Actually,
I was going to invite her back to my room because, you know. You guys have it like a cave over there. You know,
actually,
at 7, she could have, you know, built it at night or whatever. And then they went out to the pool.
Well, Jen, I can't wait to see you, which is going to be sooner than soon.
Very soon.
Very, very soon. Couple of weeks, we'll be saying hi.
Yes.
I'll be touching your scar once again.
Yes, you'll be rubbing on my scar.
I will.
Fantastic.
I think it was fun that we...
Oh, you fucking queers. Hang up the phone.
We reenacted your
my surgery with the bleeding love. Look, I put that bleeding love picture of those girls dancing when they were crying.
Oh, my God. Shh, don't make fun. Don't make fun. Shh, don't make fun. That's only for us.
No, I'm not. But okay. I wrote on there, bleeding love. I think I have a little vomit in my mouth or whatever. And I got like 6 emails going, if you have vomit in your mouth... We want to know about, you know, what were they doing? And I had to, like, explain that whole thing.
That was truly, truly inspiring moment of the weekend.
It really was.
Well, thank you for calling, honey. We'll talk to you soon.
I love you.
Love you.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Right, bye.
She's right. We thought...
And that, ladies and gentlemen, answers the question, why do we drink?
We had a lot of fun with her in August. We had a lot of fun poking fun at her in August.
Oh.
But now she totally redeemed herself.
Oh my God,
her and
she's
Mimi.
So funny.
Yep, can't say enough about the girls.
Yes, they are Fibber and McGee forever.
Fibber and McGee.
Did you want to finish up with the news?
You know, I just thought I'd give you a little gossip that I found. There's a story out there that that Elizabeth Keener, Don Denbo, has hooked up with Jackie Warner. But
oh my God!
It's all bullshit, because you know that woman that Catherine's little sister would have absolutely nothing to do with that big scary drunk who's been spotted at the Abbey, kind of like a permanent fixture. They're wondering why she doesn't have her own chrome emblazoned chair at this point.
Did you watch the finale last night?
I did not.
We'll get to it. I didn't.
I have no TV to talk about, so you'll have to inform me.
That's all I watch, but that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Lindsay and her girlfriend Sam are the talk of the town, too. There was a possibility that she was seen moving out of Samantha's house, but no, she's still there full-time and being photographed constantly.
Oh, her mother must love it.
I know. that show's ridiculous. And you want to know what else is ridiculous? That stupid Denise show.
Richard.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's so stupid.
It's
not my Denise. Come on. And then I told you earlier that sadly, FX canceled Dirt, but there was a suggestion that perhaps Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston should just get it together on that show, and they'll bring it right back, as you suggested, on Showtime.
Oh, yeah.
Gina Gershon in the news this week because there was some leakage about her having an affair with the former president, Bill Clinton, not Hillary, which would make much more sense. She's demanding an apology from the editor of Vanity Fair, Todd Purdom, who alleged this affair. Rosie O'Donnell actually spent a little time with Howard Stern in his studio, not killing each other this week.
Oh, my God.
Her fantasy women, Denise, get this list. Of course, Angelina right at the top. Salma Hayek, Mariska Hargitay, Penelope Cruz, Angela Bassett, Diane Lane, and since Tommy kicked her to the curb, Matthew McConaughey.
As Chelsea Handler would say.
And the article goes on to say, oh, yeah, you do Elizabeth Hasselbeck just to say that you did.
Absolutely. Funny. Very funny.
Jewel is going to be co-hosting and co-judging the Country Music Awards, the country music station's American Idol called Nashville Star.
Yes.
And as of yesterday, Lisa Fernandez still on the Top Chef. We'll see what happens tonight. Tonight's the big finale.
Tonight's the finale.
So don't tell me. I won't know until I go home and watch it at 1 o'clock in the morning. Right.
I don't have much sports because I gave Beth a couple weeks off, but I do know that yesterday Connecticut beat Minnesota 75-66 in the WNBA. And tonight Sacramento is playing Washington. New York's playing Atlanta. Indiana's playing San Antonio. Phoenix is playing Seattle and Detroit's playing LA. So we'll have those scores for you next
Perfect.
Week.
Great.
And Detroit. Detroit won the Stanley Cup.
Who did they beat?
Pittsburgh, I believe.
Oh, no. It's going to be a bad day at work.
This was a while ago.
Oh, okay. Good. All right. I'm over it then. Thank God. That would be very terrible if that happened and I didn't know about it and I made some stupid random comment. Again.
Well, you know,
so what you been cooking on the bar tab? It seemed like it was going to be an easy week for the bar tab for you.
I was centering everything around Orlando and Gay Days, so
absolutely
my cool place to hang, without a doubt, is the Regal Sun. I mean, I don't care whether you're gay, straight, you know, whatever. Go to the Regal Sun just to experience that pool. It was amazing.
The service again.
Yeah, you can Google it or you can go to their website, you know, RegalSunResort.com, and check it out. They've got great rates in the summer if you're nearby. It's a good vacation.
Great family vacation. Very good vacation. And perfectly located. Those who have energy can walk to Downtown Disney, not me. No kidding.
The drink, as I suggested, a Borba and some Pure's Vodka. You've got yourself a wicked martini right there. But I did find a drink that summed up the weekend.
I'm really excited.
It's called By the Pool.
The drink is the By the Pool?
By the Pool is called, yeah. By the Pool. Drink, yep. It's 1 ounce of vodka, 1 ounce of Midori melon liqueur, 1 ounce of peach schnapps, 1 ounce of orange juice, and 1 ounce of 7-Up over some crushed ice.
Oh, how nice. Isn't refreshing it? And fruity.
It's a fruity pool drink, right?
Oh, I would have
with a little fizz and a little fruit, you've got yourself quite the drink.
A little fizz and a little jizz, you're all ready to go.
Juice.
All right. Leave the juice out of this. And now your cool sight of the week. Cool drum roll, please.
MyLesbianRadio.com.
Hell yeah!
Where you can see all the pictures from Gay Days. They're just going to keep coming, so check back every day of the week, and you will find something new that you didn't see before.
Yeah. Also, look for pictures of you, because you will be highlighted. Whoever you are, you will be in the photos.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
If you were there, you are in a photo.
Also, Isaac the bartender.
Oh, the mean guy?
No.
Oh, he was so mean.
Isaac from the Love Boat.
I know. Oh, I know. But they remember the mean guy?
Oh, Mr. Stoic.
We had one mean bartender.
He wasn't mean. He was just stoic.
Yeah, but then he goes, excuse me, could I have a tattoo, please?
Oh, you get fuck yeah. Lightened up after that, didn't
Hell yeah.
You? Well, okay, I didn't want our site to be the only site of the week. So
I don't know why.
I do want to direct you to lavendervisions.com.
Now, what is that?
This is a, actually... Lavender Visions is a program full of small focus groups designed to reach women from all over the world. They have telephone conferencing. They have weekend workshops. They create support that might not be available where you live. They have couples therapy, group therapy. They do have an office in Philadelphia for women living in that area. And the founder of this website was featured on Oprah during the Gay Wives Confess show in October.
Really?
Yes. She was one of the women who had hooked up, you know, with a married woman. Uh-huh. Well, the woman was divorced by then, but her name is Joanne, and you can get her book. You can sign up for the support group. She's running all kinds of workshops, and she also has a newsletter. And you can read all about her, and they have a ton of resources on this website for everything. Lesbian, bisexual women, anything. How to get into a lasting relationship, how to determine if you're a lesbian, how to come
out. Very important.
To determine whether you're a lesbian or bisexual.
The difference between.
How to come out to friends and family, whether or not you should move from a marriage to lesbian life.
Where to go
now that you know you're gay. How to hold on to personal power in any relationship.
Oh, that's... Don't want to lose yourself.
You need.
I have my own personal power and lots of it.
But anyways, that's...
Right, Vicky?
LavenderVisions.com.
LavenderVisions.com. Check it out. Tell them we sent you, as always.
Indeed.
Leave a little note. Tell them we sent you. You know, that is another thing that you wanted to mention at girls@gaydays.com. We want you to revisit that site and leave a little message. Email...
If you hit the contact us, you let them know that you had a good time if you were there, you know, all the fun that you had, what you thought of the event itself, and give them some positive feedback so we can get this thing rolling for next year.
Lock and load, people. Lock
My
and load, girls.
My dear.
Are you distracted by the chatty?
I was a little bit.
What's going on?
I can't read that fast.
Oh.
All I saw was the water's edge, and I'm trying not to pee. I watched the finale of Workout last night.
All right, John, no TV for
me. I've been sleeping since I got home.
Yeah, no TV.
I got a wonderful prescription. Let me just mention Dr. Tannenbaum, please.
Is he great?
At the Med Express in Coral Springs.
Great place.
In and out, 15 minutes, total assessment, not an alarmist. Here you go. Here's your nasal. I'm on Nasonex like the bee.
Like Antonio Banderas.
One out of every five suffers from allergies. So now I'm on Nasonex every day. I do a squirt every day.
Nasonex. You do that good.
And a little bit of cough syrup with some codeine in it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like I've been sleeping for 24 hours.
Nice.
But I needed it. But I did wake up just to watch Workout and then go back to bed.
That's, I don't
know
where I was.
So it was the season finale.
Yeah.
And
the breakup is there.
Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
I just have to go into this.
Please.
A little music, please. This is very deep. Here's what I think. Okay, yeah, they had their little session with Dr. Shirley where they squabbled and pissed and moaned, and then Brianna offered to go stay somewhere else to give Jackie a little alone time.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jackie took her up on that.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, it should have ended right there. Should have ended right there.
Okay.
Okay? Instead, the lovely Brianna brings Jackie roses at work and says, I think we can make this work.
Really?
Jackie, being the filthy drunken whore that she is,
so disgusted with
doesn't her. Even say, okay, just does one of her crest strip white smiles and leaves it at that.
Are you serious?
Yes. So then at the end, when she does her overall season summary, she goes, there's often times where I miss Brianna, so now you know it didn't work out. But she had to make sure that they kept, you know, that they filmed Brianna groveling to get her back.
What an asshole.
You know what I mean? And then she's, you know, complaining, I'm never going to date younger girls again. This is what I get. It's an age thing.
Oh,
and
please.
I'm like, oh my God. It's not an age thing. It's your own insecurities, you jealous fuck.
Jesus.
Unbelievable.
You know, she really lost a lot of viewers this year. She really did the show a superior amount of damage.
Mm-hmm.
I think next year should be Workout with Peeler. That's what I think it should be. Totally.
Honestly,
out.
I couldn't, you know, Renessa and Greg Plitt, nope, not a go.
Not, okay.
Yeah, but not in an awful way. I mean, it was really, they both just said, you know what, I just don't think this is the right thing for me.
Yeah, it's probably not the right thing.
Apparently he cooks terrible. With a lot of mayonnaise and salt, almost grossed out Renessa and Rebecca. He had them over for dinner, and they were like, okay, no thanks, I'm not really hungry.
Wow. With that bond?
But who does Jackie call in her hour of need?
Mimi.
Oh.
Oh, who?
Mimi. Rebecca.
Rebecca. Because she can, that manipulative concept.
Yeah.
Swear to God, I hate her.
Listen to you throwing the C word around. Oh, my God.
I'm mad at her.
Wow. Anyways,
Jesse, anything juicy with Jesse at the end of the week?
He, his Skylab client. Oh, by the way, all the Skylab clients did phenomenal. I gotta say,
good.
The lady with the daughter with cerebral palsy,
yes,
looked absolutely incredible. What a amazing! I think she lost like 41 pounds.
Wow. Great.
Yeah, she looked amazing. And
Jesse's girl
looked hot. She looked really good. And you know, they both cried because, you know, he's a big screeching homo.
I know, right? He is, right?
So he was crying just like a girlfriend, you know. He was like, but he said that, you know, for him, the experience that he went into it thinking he was going to change someone's life, and yet she played just as much part in training his, because I really think that he was teetering. I mean, I don't know that he wanted to be into the physical part of it. I mean, he's more of a chef.
Yeah, is he?
Yeah, and I think he was wavering, and that this brought him back to, you know, remembering why he was a trainer and all the good that comes of it. So
good.
That was kind of cool. And Deanie, the pain in the ass client.
What'd she lose? How much do you know?
I think she lost somewhere between around 20 something pounds, 23
good
pounds.
For her, that's hard.
Yeah, the one guy that we love, the funny guy.
The gay guy, the really cute gay guy.
He looked great. Yeah, yeah, he did. He came a long way. But the other guy that was just always cracking jokes about himself.
Very funny.
I mean, he looked good, too. He only lost about 16 pounds, but he looked good.
Excellent, though.
Yeah, but really, it was amazing to see them all.
A lifestyle change, really.
Completely, you know, renovated.
Nice. Yeah, so we're next. We are next.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We need to be next.
All that love you have for Jackie, I can just see you using it as motivation.
No, we need Greg with two G's to come on out here once a month and kick our asses. That's all we really need. All right, we'll take Peeler. I vote Peeler. What else did you watch? I swear I watched, like, the news. That's it.
I caught up on, like, a little bit of Top Chefs that I missed.
Right.
So I'd be ready for the finale. But, yeah, Lisa's still hanging in there with her new butchy haircut.
She looks cute. Bad attitude still, but cute girl.
Yeah, she does have a shitty attitude.
In her mouth.
Oh,
she sounds like me.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yep, a lot of it. Mm-hmm. Yep, totally.
I think that was all I watched, really. I mean, I've been watching The View and stuff during the day because I've been homesick, so.
Right.
Not much to talk about there.
No, not too much?
No.
All right, good. Well, no. Look, it was a tough weekend. We squeezed in whatever TV we could just to fall asleep to, and that's about it.
Honestly.
There's some stuff coming up, though. You've got a line on a new show coming out on Logo you were talking a little bit earlier about. Gimme Sugar.
Oh, yeah. We're going to see if we can get some of the Gimme the Sugar girls on for sure. And also, did you hear, After Ellen Presents the L Word, will be debuting on June 26th on Logo.
Really?
They'll be showing episodes, I believe, of The L Word, and then after each one, they're going to do After Ellen Presents the L Word, and just like, you know, We're Getting Nowhere.
Right.
After Ellen, Jill Bennett, Carmen Craiglow, and Dara Nye do their little recaps. They're going to be doing them
After Ellen?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, I know. So keep an eye out for that. We're going to see if we can get Carmen on the show, too.
Oh.
I know. We
that
love
would
the
be
common.
Fun. Yep, right. we definitely have some a nice guest list rounding out for July and August. So,
well, you know, we're going to have all the itty bitty players back to promote the sale of the DVD in September.
I can't
wait. We'll get you Daniela C this time, and hopefully we can check in with Guinevere and see what's going on.
And Jamie. Get her back and get an update.
Weeds, that's right. Weeds is back, huh?
Weeds will be back.
Jen says Monday, but this is the repeat of the series.
Of last
so that
season.
Yeah, I think it's August 26th, isn't it?
And I know that, yes, I think it is August. I don't know the exact date, but I do know that Californication will be back in the fall. I don't have an exact date, but the little bald guy was on Jimmy Kimmel, and he confirmed in the fall for sure that
awesome.
We'll be back.
Oh, Evan Handler was on.
Evan
too.
Handler. That's funny. He's so cute. He's so cute. Very good. Now let's see. We usually move right over to our hottie of the week and our butchies of the week. What do you got?
You know what? The hottie of the week this week are those friggin' Bud Light girls.
God
because
damn.
They had butts like the most perfect apples you've ever seen.
Tasty and delicious. Ready for a bite.
Oh my God. In a different bikini
every day
with those hot cowboy hats on.
Every day. Speaking of hot cowboy hats. J-Ro, all she wanted was one of those hats the whole entire weekend. She finally scores one, and then Shelly makes off with it. Goes home, takes the hat along with her. Get that back. Get that
yeah,
back.
Yeah, really.
Well, and I'm going to just counter with my butch of the week, and that actually is my street team. I want to thank, again.
Fibber, McGee, J-Ro.
J-Ro, Fibber, McGee, and everybody else that carried stuff so I could have free hands to touch bosoms the whole entire time.
What a lovely job you have.
It was fun. It was fun. Thank you guys very much, and you're invited to everything. We expect you to be everywhere we are from now on. Yeah, we can't do it without you.
Honestly, I thought about it. I don't really have an X factor, but as I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, if you know your ex is going to Gay Days, you may want to show up there and then constantly be photographed with the Bud Light girls.
That's a good tip, because I already have confirmation that my ex, Texas ex, will be joining us next year.
How'd that work out?
I'm not sure, but it's already booked and it's already solid, so that's going to be fun.
I invited her.
Well, thank you, know you what?
Thank you, Vicky invited her.
That's great. That's lovely how you all get along like that. Yeah.
One big freaking happy family.
Mine, they're not allowed to come.
Your exes?
Yeah.
Oh, they better not.
Yeah, no.
No, no.
See, they wouldn't ruin it for me so much, they'd ruin it for all of you.
Yeah.
Because you all hate them so much, and I'm like, whatever.
We don't hate any
of them. We don't hate them all. Yeah. Not all of them. What's that look?
I can't think of one that you like.
I can think of one that I like.
No.
Mrs.
The married straight one now. Yeah, everybody likes her.
Who knows? Who knows what will happen between now and then? We can't say. We don't want to predict a damn thing. Not at all.
Well, you know, Gemma sent questions last week, not knowing that we had a repeat show, so we're going to use those this week.
Terrific, Gemma. Gemma always taking care of us. Kill me with the sex information. All right, Gemma, always in an interest to find out more about us than we really want to share, but she was a little bit tame, I think. You know, there was a plan to make a group phone call while we were all together, but that just didn't come to be.
Yeah, I don't think we were ever all in one place at one time, aside just, from being by the pool, which you don't want to bring your computer to.
But. Yeah, that just couldn't happen. Yeah. But as always, four questions, Denise, number one.
And we do have a shirt for her.
Of course we have a shirt for Gemma.
Yes, one for Renee, even though, you know, she's on the QT.
Right. She'll have to wear hers inside out.
She can wear hers in bed.
In bed.
In bed.
Number one?
How many days, years, months have you been with your current girlfriend?
Okay, well, Vicky and I are at 6 years, 3 months, and about 19 days.
I don't know. I don't know when to consider the start time, but our anniversary is on New Year's.
New Year's. So that really you're heading into 4 years?
Yeah.
You're in 3.5 years, Denise?
3.5.
This is record for you, including your marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Holy fuck.
I know. It's commemorative.
Holy,
I should get something.
No, she should get something. Yeah. Forget
what do you. Mean?
No, Dina Jones gets a
she
plaque.
She gets me.
She gets a plaque. She gets a plaque and a suit of armor. That's what she gets. Do you remember the first time you used a computer? Did you learn how to use it quickly, or did you learn with reluctance?
I think I learned pretty quickly, actually. But I think I, honestly, I don't think I got a computer until I got married. And we had...
Even for work?
Oh, at work, yeah, but it was DOS.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
There was no phone, no fooling around on that.
No, not at all.
But,
No fooling around. I don't think she means for cyber. I think she means in general.
Oh, in general, yeah, no, I caught on quickly. For both.
I guess my first computer exposure was my first real job banking, and that was way when you guys weren't born yet. And then my first home computer went very quickly. I think I had AOL version 2.0 when I got my first computer.
Yeah, I had 2.0.
Yeah.
Now we're up to, what, 12?
Yeah, something like that. So we really, and I, yeah, took to it like a duck to water, as they say.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Number three, describe your first date with your current girlfriend. Would you change anything about it?
Yeah, I would totally change a lot about it because... It wasn't a date, she
Vicky,
said.
Get up to that microphone. Date. You need to be
come
in
close.
This.
Come be a part of this conversation. First date, I would say, was she invited me over for dinner after work.
A bowl of cereal and some Cherry Garcia.
Just about. Pepperoni pizza and that's it. And, you know.
Not a green to be had.
I thought I was all in. I thought it was an all-in kind of, we'd been kind of flirting back and forth for a few weeks. It was the first time we were alone together. She invited me to her apartment. I thought, ooh, I am so going to score with this pretty girl with a nice rack. But who knew that nerves would overtake her completely And the suggestion to then, hey, let's go out to Kix at that time.
Oh no!
Right. So we go to the bar. We go to
this
the.
Is not true. We go were to already going to go there. We were coming over just to go before. We all went and met all our friends there.
Oh, you're trying to make her look bad.
Yeah.
You wanted a little dippity dippity before you went to Kix.
Exactly.
Yeah. That wasn't in the plan.
That was in my plan.
Well,
but wait, it gets worse.
She's the asker. It was her plan.
It gets worse. So we show up at Kix, and I'm all very nervous to be there with the prettiest girl in the room, and excited as well. And something terrible happened. Vicky ran into the ex of an ex, not even an ex of hers, and got very uncomfortable, not because she was there with me, she assures me, but she just freaked out a little bit.
Look at me.
Liar. Well, you know who that was. And she left me. She left me at the bar.
No way.
She left me at the bar. I couldn't have been more confused.
I said goodbye.
Yeah, you said goodbye.
Like
I'm leaving.
She left you.
And I was very confused, and I found myself on the little wall on the backside of Kix, sobbing, what did I do wrong? And then I just got drunk and had a good time anyway. But, you know, the point
what
was...
What a great first date that was.
It was a little sad.
It wasn't a date.
It wasn't
you
a
can't
date.
Count it as a first date.
Okay, so what was your real first
date? Our real first date came three months after we had started sleeping together.
Yeah. We decided to have a date then too.
So you were just meeting to do the wham bam thank you ma'am, but
we were totally on the down low because we did not want our friends to know that we were dating. It was a little bit of a tragic drama circle going on back then, so we kept it kind of on the down low. And actually, we did go out to dinner. We went to Il Molino.
Oh,
out to dinner, and I was a nervous fucking wreck. It was literally 3 months into us hanging out together alone, and I was really really anxious. Did not cry then, big baby. And how about you?
I don't know what to
Denise.
I don't know what to consider our first date, because there was like a little fix up around Thanksgiving that was kind of like, you know,
that was strange.
Let's get Denise and Rena together, you know, so that was kind of fun. But then we started working together, you know what I mean? Like, she was putting together the comedy show in Virginia Beach, and
right. So
we weren't really you know, I mean, it wasn't like we were girlfriends while that was going on.
There was some serious phone time being logged, though, at that point.
Phone sex?
Well, not just phone sex. I meant lots and lots of phone, getting to know you phone time.
Yeah.
That worked out really well. So that technically wasn't a date.
Uh-uh.
All right, so then that November thing, that was a small...
But when I went to Virginia...
In January.
We did have sex then.
You did have sex then.
So
you had good sex. You had hotel sex.
Hotel sex. What a phenomenal hotel that was. Oh my God. Uh-huh. With a hot tub in the room.
Yep.
Mm. So I don't know. Like, if that would be the first date, I'd be perfectly fine. There's nothing I would change about that.
No. I agree. I think it unfolded beautifully for how that long distance thing worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it worked out really good though.
Yeah. So I would have to say the first date was really like that weekend in Virginia Beach that we were doing the photo shoot and
totally, because after that it was nonstop.
Yeah, then yeah,
major.
Well, then she moved here and everything just found the place. But then she moved here, she visited on New Year's.
Yes, and, she did. ABC.
So really, that was the first time.
FG.
That was the first time, because that was in December, and then February was the show.
Right.
So So New Year's was kind of like the first time. And we slept together then too. We sleep together a lot.
Who's a squirming whore right now?
Me.
Yeah, you are.
A little bit.
All right, Gemma went a little different for her sex question. Number four, individually, she asks us a question. Denise, did you try to your present that I gave you 2 weeks ago?
Oh, no, I have not. Things were just
remind everybody.
The anal beads.
Yeah.
No, we didn't try them. I didn't bring them with us because we were sharing a room with you two.
Yeah.
And no, I didn't. I haven't tried them yet because things were a little crazy before we left. But I will get to those
this
by the end of the
weekend.
Oh, no, she's still under the weather, so.
Yep. We'll now, see. She asks of me, did the present that I gave you... inspire for this week's sex perdition, as she puts it. And actually, I have to say, no, it was my inspiration for 2 weeks ago. But I will say that, well, I planned anal beads, the anal beads Oh Yes segment around giving you that gift.
Mm-hmm.
I had that gift on hold until I had that segment on hold until I could present you. But my
so you were sitting on those for a while.
Oh! We're is a rim shot when you need one.
Thank you.
But I have to say that my Oh Yes segment for this week is actually inspired by Gay Days, Girls at Gay Days. Let's hear it. Absolutely. Well, I began thinking what I would like to, what maybe I took away as far as sexuality from the weekend. And interestingly enough, Vicky and I both had the same thought, and we actually both went to the same place, and that is water play.
Oh.
And I don't mean golden showers. Now, we didn't get to see
getting
anything.
Getting it on under a waterfall, is that what you mean?
Well, that was probably what crossed my mind at first. Thank you, Captain and Tennille, for the ride through Orgasm Falls just enough times to make it worth my while on Friday night. Actually, we didn't really get to see too much of that going on in the pool, unlike the boys' pool, Denise.
The cloudy boys' pool.
The cloudy, opaque boys' pool. That's right. So really, my inspiration was, in fact, water play. And there are some ideas that maybe you might want to try now that it's the hot, hot summer. And there's really nothing more exciting than being wet and hot all at the same time. Most girls have messed around in the shower, either alone or with your girlfriend. Obviously, it's very sexy to be soaping each other up. I don't want to look at you, so don't look
at me.
Thank you. To be soaping each other up and kind of rubbing body parts against body parts, stuff that might not slide naturally when you're not full of soapy lather, yummy soapy lather. Stop looking at me. But another thing, another thing to remember is that handheld shower massage, Denise. We've sung praises for years, you and I, and some mornings just get off to a better start than others in my house. But if you want to try another way to see your girl hot and bothered, put that sucker on pulse, and either you or she hold it correctly, aim well, and you can't really say enough about your girl getting off in front of you while you're helping her with a pulse of water. What the hell? Cowgirl. Cold water can be used to stimulate I have a little fuzzy hair today. Cold water can be used to stimulate the nipples if you get them good and hard with the ice cold water. Much more nibbleable or biteable. It also gets the blood moving quickly through the body. And don't forget to switch quickly to some warm, relaxing water to either further heat up the moment. A bath, if you have a nice, juicy bathtub, for example, an in-the-room hot tub, that can be good. A bath can be messy if you're just squeezed into a little tub, especially me. But once you're all kind of hooked up together, either facing each other or reaching over around each other, you can pretty much get a sensuous rhythm going, and you can kind of feel free to go where maybe you haven't gone before. The butt, because you're all soaked up and juicy. Try washing each other, like we said, using some very expensive, or treat yourself to a nice scented body gel. And not only will you be clean and wet when you're finished, but
stop
probably
it with those
more ready to
faces.
Go. Don't forget about ice cubes and cold drinks. If you're in bed, take a melting ice cube and kind of tongue it into her vagina to give her a different... Did I say vagina? I meant cooch. To give possibly a different kind of stimulation.
Yes, you vagid.
That will be sure to get her attention. Pouring cold water over her breasts, or just keeping an ice cube in your mouth while you suck each nipple, can be very tasty and delicious. And don't forget, hold that ice cube between your lips and just visit the clit just a little bit at a time.
Stop
and then warm
with
it,
that face.
And warm it back up with your
God
lips
damn.
And tongue. Warm it back up with your lips and tongue. Some women enjoy stimulating each other anally with water. It can produce a different kind of sensation.
Jesus
if you
Christ.
Haven't gone there yet, this way you know you're clean, and this way you could tell if she reacts or if you react better than you might have thought. A warm, fluffy towel to dry each other off as you are getting ready to move on to the next phase of your lovemaking. Maybe even a sensual lotion massage just on that clean, warm, toasty skin. And there's no stopping where you might end up at the end of a good...
At the water's edge.
Bath at the water's edge. That is correct. Thank you.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Dr. Donna. It's been clinical and...
I want to share as much as erotic. I can with my girls. Yes.
Neurotic?
Neurotic.
Exactly.
She's neurotic, I'm autistic.
Neurotic and autistic.
That's Jen singing the Bleeding My Love song.
Oh, that song is completely off limits.
Donna's banned it.
That song is banned from all Lesbian Lounge events for the life of the Lesbian Lounge.
Make sure you get a clip of that, Vicky. I see you.
Don't even. She is. She's writing it down.
She is.
It's called Never Bleed Again by the Girls of Wonderland.
Right. Jen will write to me. She'll
Jen will tell you nothing. She has no contact information.
Bleeding Love
for you.
By Leona Lewis.
Stop it! Want me to sing it? Keep bleeding. Okay, none of that.
Thanks.
What are we listening to, though? I love this song.
This is our theme song.
This is our theme song.
Crank that up a little bit.
Hey, you know what?
Me and Dee, we hate supermodels.
We are supermodels, just for the bigger girl.
Rock
just
stars.
For the pound cakes.
The pound cakes.
Oh, Gemma's in the room.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Ah. Gemma. Tawana play? Tawana. Who's that? We met somebody.
Probably someone you know.
No,
it's all about play.
I think it's
someone
it's
you know.
Personal that you
did.
No.
Maybe.
Isn't Tawana? Oh, no. What's the town outside of Buffalo?
Tonawanda.
Tonawanda.
There is nobody from Tonawanda listening, I assure you.
No, we had girls from there, remember? From we met somebody. It's a blur. We met somebody. We did, I swear.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember when, though.
That's okay. We had a good time. Everybody had a good time.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
I think right now, Barb has just produced a puddle of her own because Gemma has booked her tickets.
To what?
To the U.S.
When?
Hey, this is
November,
Barbara
December.
From New Jersey, and I'm listening to the Lesbian Lounge. These girls are so funny, I just peed myself.
Speaking of peeing ourselves, thank you, Miss Dina Jones, for the ultimate pee Sunday night. Yeah. We appreciate having to wet our pants in public through the undies, through the pants, down the back of the leg. It was fucking phenomenal.
She did.
That was pretty cool.
Although, I have to say, new friend
meet. The
timing was great because we peed equally, and at the same time, it was kind of like a planned orgasmic pee. But I also want to make sure to mention that Mimi.
Water ballet, I thought.
Water ballet.
Mimi got me to pee. Got me to pee my own self.
You act like it's so hard. Oh, what a big accomplishment for Mimi.
It's not that it's hard.
What did she say?
She said, move over. No. It's not that it's hard. It's just that it was, you know, you do win when you get one of, you can win.
Yeah, you can win.
You do win when you get one of us to pee. That is absolutely for sure. Hey, 866-530-4475. Before we go into the personals, I also want to definitely mention DJ Grace Friday. DJ Chris Saturday, DJ Harmony Sunday. You know that we can't say enough about that woman, but DJ Grace for our first meet, for a first visit, and the first, what a great girl, and she had a nice surprise. Her girlfriend from far, far away showed up and surprised her, too.
So Jen said, oh, yeah, that's right. You girls stunk. You should have totally smelled my suitcase.
No.
Oh, my
yours?
God. I walked in, opened up the laundry doors, and just dumped my suitcase in. I mean, I was like, I couldn't even be near it. Good Lord.
Vicky had the forethought enough to put all of the peed upon clothing into one separate double wrapped plastic bag, because that really, all I know is I had those underwear on for 15 minutes before they were wet. Truly, truly an accomplishment. Truly an accomplishment. Yeah, Miss Dina Jones hit it. And really, I oh God, how much fun. What's going on in there? You're totally part of it.
I swear to God, they were saying, hey, did you pee your pants at the comedy show? I said, I most certainly did, but I left a water bottle on the chair, so it looked like that leaked.
Damn proud of it.
That's right.
Yeah, really.
But yeah, no, the rest are all badger. www.donnawiz.com. The L Word girls stunk. They didn't get any questions right. Yeah, they were a little lame.
Yeah, that was kind of funny, though.
But that was the best part. The clues, come on.
I know. You were giving...
What's your name? And she goes, Don. I'm like,
That's your clue.
That's your clue. Oh, Don Denbo. Day.
It's easy to win our games. How so, you ask? I'll tell you how so. Just listen.
I know. Jesus.
Just listen.
What's my name?
Exactly. Ladies, if this is your first time listening, or this was your first event, or you know somebody who's going to be at the next event, it's the easiest game we play.
Break?
Yeah.
It's the easiest game we play. Just answer the question when I ask you, what is my name? I just want to hear it. When I ask you, what's her name, pointing to Denise? She just wants to hear it. It's a guarantee win.
Listen, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will do a little bit of online personal surfing.
Woohoo!
And a few announcements about what's going on around town. So you are listening to Denise and Donna on the Lesbian Lounge on mylesbianradio.com.
Denise, Donna, they rock my bed every Wednesday night with the Lesbian Lounge, 9 p.m. on mylesbianradio.com. Getting girls off down under.
Give your home a makeover indoors and out. LakeLivingUSA.com. Shop and buy from top sellers in gifts, collectibles, home, garden, and seasonal decor. Something for everyone on your shopping list at LakeLivingUSA.com. Bath, kitchen, travel, office and business, menswear, men's jewelry, women's wear, even special occasions. Shop and buy from top sellers in gifts, collectibles, home, garden, and seasonal decor with LakeLivingUSA.com. Give your home a makeover this spring. Indoors and out. LakeLivingUSA.com.
Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you for free. Every day, Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 12educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject, you. At 12educationmatching.com. The number 12educationmatching.com. That's 12educationmatching.com.
The new radio station that's all about you.
I'm a big angry virgin and I'm happy about it.
MyLesbianRadio.com.
Cool.
That'll teach you to lick my muffin.
My music. My station.
Man, I feel like a woman.
I thought it was toe-tapping fun.
MyLesbianRadio.com is the station you can call your own. Tell us how we're doing. Post a comment on the shout box.
Exceptional.
And hopefully that concludes Mutual of Omaha's Nipple Safari.
Hi, this is Kylie.
Listening
to Denise and Bubby on MyLesbianRadio.com.
That little monkey. You know, it was her graduation also last Wednesday night.
I know.
And she came over last night to kind of get, we all kind of met up to go out to dinner, and she saw the MLR tattoos all over the kitchen table, and she's like, Bubby, I want a kitty tattoo. And I go, okay, but put it way up here under your shorts, and don't show it to your daddy.
Oh, no.
I know. I'll get so much trouble.
First thing she did when I saw her, she...
I know. The second she saw Vicky, she goes, Grandma, look. And she pulls up her shorts and shows off her tattoo. Kind of like all the girls at the pool.
That's funny. That's hilarious.
You know our little comeback with the nipple safari?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. It was an absolute nipple safari this weekend. We got to see yumminess.
That's easy there.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right. I'm calm.
Jesus. Oh, we got a call on the bat line.
Yeah.
During a commercial break that... Apparently, the people that were hanging out with Suzanne Westenhofer in the MLR t-shirt late at night, she wasn't looking for a cigarette. She was looking for a beer.
The bar was closed.
This poor thing needed a beer to go to sleep after all that travel and jet lag.
Mm-hmm.
So we do not want to promote the fact that Suzanne smokes, because I don't think she does.
She doesn't. She was in search of a
beer. But she can drink!
Hey, listen,
that's all I need to know.
If her girlfriend can lay butt up with butt butter all over her anus, then she can have a beer with the Jacksonvillians at 3 a.m.
Exactly.
That's fair.
Oh, my God. So that was a funny story.
Consider ourselves restated.
How about the story of the little Brianna's helping her with her physical therapy?
Yep.
That's nice.
Yep. She's helping her with... Brianna is helping Suzanne get her ankle back.
Very good.
Very good.
Starting to like that little bad-haired kid. Better and better. Better and better.
Good.
Yeah.
I hate when you don't like somebody I like.
Ugh.
Which is often.
Jeez. Oh,
which
God.
Is frequent.
Isn't that the whole basis of our friendship?
Absolutely.
Okay. Just checking on that.
And you know what? People know that now better than they ever did.
As long as they do. As long as they do.
As long as they get it.
Yeah.
What you see.
This way you can go off with your little weirdos and look at the people you think are pretty, and I'll sit there and look at the real beauties.
How? 2 seconds here. How about this entire discussion with New Jersey Barb over butch women? Is there nobody that can support
me? I didn't hear that, so you have to go over that. I didn't hear it.
The Orlando Mayhem are walking through the pool area, and you know what? They're fullbacks, Denise. They're women who play full contact football. And I'll tell you what, they were nice to look at. I found it appealing that they would walk through in a uniform during the pool parties and kind of just put themselves out there. And I'm having a little bit of a gaze fest looking at the back line. And Barb goes, yeah, I don't get that. I don't even get that at all. So I have this whole heartfelt discussion with her on what it is to appreciate a fine butch figure. You having a good time with your wrestling there? What are we, on an airplane?
Yes. It's like being at the theater in Boca Raton.
So I go through this whole discussion about why butch women are attractive to me, and that is because of the strength and the confidence and the sheer brutality of it. And then you get all undressed and they're just girl parts all underneath, nice, soft, tasty, delicious girl parts underneath. And she listens to the whole thing. I know she's paying attention to me, and she kind of looks at me, cocks her head to the side and go, yeah, I don't get it. I just don't get it.
To each their own.
That's true. And thank God for you butchy girls. What would you do without us femmies that like the butchies?
Are you looking at me when you said that? Shit.
Come on, you take your little fluffernutter girls off the shelf and put them right and toss them back up with a half a hand yourself. You know you do.
I love the fluffy femmes.
You do love the fluffy femmes. The more makeup.
I mean, honest to God, did you see Miss Dina Jones in the pool with her big Coco Chanel sunglasses on?
Yes,
and her
I did.
Ringlet curls. She lipstick all over me, all over my collar, all over my shirt, all the time.
That's what you love about your femmy girls. And you know what? They're girls are beautiful. All girls, all women are beautiful.
Yeah, but
at.
I think you just throw everybody off because you'll drool over a Bud Light girl and then you'll drool over a linebacker.
Yeah.
So it's a little...
Because I'm going to roll over and crush the Bud Light girl. I'm not going to roll over and crush...
The Bud Light girl's not coming near your bed because you're not even... that's not even something you would think of.
I do think about it, but I think I will hurt her.
Oh, you're so weird.
I need
get on
a linebacker.
Just nice.
They get on top.
They get on top just nice.
Maybe you'll have to show me the way.
All right.
Show me the way.
I try, I do, but you're
I know.
Stuck at that butch stoplight.
Well, you know what? Maybe you can hook me up with one of these tonight.
Maybe. Because J-Rowe, Miss Dina Jones got out of the pool and put her lipstick right on. Of course she did.
Of course.
She carries it with her wherever she goes.
That and lotion, face
and
lotion.
Face lotion, that's
yeah,
right.
All the time.
Okay, so the thing of it is I'm looking at the personals, and I finally found a winner. I'm going to save it for last.
You found an A+.
I found an A+.
Is it your own?
No, it's not my own. All right, but let's go through the crappers first.
Okay, go.
Right,
I know that you had a good time digging these out this week.
I did. The first one I came across, now you know this is a non-court-ordered community service.
Correct.
That I try and provide for the lesbians so that they can reassess what they have out there as an online personal and perhaps tweak it a bit.
If it's not yours that we're tearing apart, look at yours in the same way.
That's right.
Denise,
just because I didn't pick
them.
Yours and piss on it, it doesn't mean that I haven't seen it.
Because we love you and we want you to stay with us.
Here's the thing. Sometimes I just want to slap you. We look at your tagline. That should always be part of the hook. The picture needs to be just so. We don't want to see your pets. We don't want to see your gay boyfriends. We don't want to see a group of your girlfriends. We just want to see you in a natural setting. Don't send in a glamour shot because chances are you don't look like that, but
99% of the time, that is not what you look like.
That's not what you look like. Yeah, we don't want to hear that. So, and the about me sometimes can bring the whole thing home. If everything else sucks and you have a good about me and you're witty and it's good, you know, that might bring you up to a B.
Not so much with the one in your hand.
No.
Okay.
This one I picked because as soon as I saw the tagline, I thought this has got to be a friggin' mush fest.
Uh-oh.
Songwriter girl.
Oh, I immediately went to Hairy Armpit.
I was thinking Crunchy Burke.
Right away.
Yep. Identifies as a lesbian, is openly gay, single, never been married, 42 years old, this singer-songwriter girl.
Good girl.
She's a Leo. She's from...
Wait, can you describe the photo or not yet? You're saying
I can describe the photo. It's obviously a webcam picture, and she is just leaning seductively on her guitar.
I was hoping
you... She's got straight black hair, almost a little Alanis Morissette looking, like no layers, straight black hair. With a face like Minnie Driver, actually. So, not ugly, just saying.
I was hoping there would be a guitar in the photo, and yeah, she did not disappoint.
Of course. Songwriter girl has a guitar in the photo.
Very good. Continue.
She's from St. Louis, Missouri. She's just looking for now. She lives with one roommate. She describes her looks as feminine, her eyes brown, hair brown, body average, height average. She does not smoke and she does not drink. What a fucking bore. She describes her religion as spiritual and new age.
Buddha!
Her education, special training, and she does not have children.
Special training.
Special training. Perhaps she's a guitar teacher.
Perhaps she is.
I'm thinking. Well, here we go with about me. Hi, I'm an artist and musician. I enjoy songwriting in various genres, singing and playing guitar. I also produce sound healing recordings.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm spiritual yet not new age and intuitively inclined.
I bet she is.
I like to get out in nature and exercise regularly.
Good for you.
I eat healthy, but I'm not a health nut. A girl's gotta have her desserts.
Yes, we do.
I'm learning yoga, and I enjoy massage, giving and receiving.
Oh, she's a bi massager, is she?
I value compassion and spiritual awareness.
Oy.
I communicate openly in a relationship unless my mouth is full.
Oh, nasty.
I also have much to give, and I am selective. I love the art of comedy, and I have a playful side. I'm not finding it in this anywhere.
Yeah.
The qualities I look for in a woman are kindness, sense of humor, intelligence, and compassion. I would consider relocating too. The end.
Just looking for now.
Is that not a hippie, Birkenstock, granola-chewing singer-songwriter, hairy armpit performer at 42? So this means she makes no money. She's willing to relocate, of course.
So she doesn't have a job that really ties her down anywhere.
You can play at any dive bar, skanky hole, you know.
Just looking for now and willing to relocate. A dichotomy, if you ask me.
I would say so.
Songwriter girl. I'm not taken away with this one. Not so much.
No, no.
She lost me with the mouthful.
You of all people.
Well, I mean, because
I thought you would chuckle over that.
I chuckle at you.
All right, the next crapper. Are you ready? This one I picked only because in the picture you can tell that she's standing in a cluttered tiny kitchen of a double wide trailer.
Oh, lovely.
She actually looks like my God, I don't even know. All right, you know what? First of all, the age has just thrown me off when I compared it to the picture. No, no. Okay.
All right.
The tagline is part jade.
Part jade?
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking the other part gravel. But I'm part jade, part gravel.
I'm thinking jaded.
The picture, I gotta tell you. She's got on a shirt from the 80s, it looks like.
Retro.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, she is standing in a cluttered kitchen of a double wide, without a doubt.
Oh, what a shame.
Yep.
Clean up a little.
Oof.
Or Photoshop it out, for God's sakes.
Oh, put yourself on a beach somewhere.
Somewhere.
Mm. Identifies as a lesbian, open around friends only. Her status is separated, so we might be talking about new here, I don't know. She says she's 36.
What are you thinking, though? You're feeling differently.
I'm feeling 46.
Oh.
And up.
And up.
46 or up.
Okay.
She is from West Warwick, Rhode Island.
Oh, a little pea brain of a town.
Just looking for now. She lives with her children.
Okay.
Describes her look as masculine and muscular.
How do you feel?
No, no. Is there somebody you can compare her to? Maybe it's just not coming to me. Little Lily Tomlin-ish.
Maybe so. Kind of bony almost looking. Not masculine.
I wouldn't say masculine.
Maybe she's got man hands.
Could be. Can't tell because she's pulling her collar down. Is it to show her breast at some point?
Only she's showing breast bone instead.
Bone, yeah. She's an average smoker.
Mannish like Mick Jagger.
Mannish.
Mannish, yeah. She does have like a little bit of that going on. The miles. Oh, yeah.
36 is not even close.
I love this. Under smoking, I'm an average smoker. Under drinking, I'm a weekend warrior.
Oh.
And it shows.
And you can tell.
I would have guessed that after looking at the photo without even checking. Honest
okay,
to God.
Good.
Her religion, Christian. Education, special training. Again, and we have a special trainer here.
What is that? How big can you be?
Let's think about it. It could be anything. I'm thinking per here, from this picture, the special training could possibly be a pastry filler. What?
A factory worker?
A service personnel?
Perhaps. You are correct. Special training, I think of the Army right away each time.
Oh, I don't know about
that. I don't know either. No, not with that photo.
She does have the kids living with her. This weekend warrior of a drunken mom.
They must go to their dad for the weekend.
Yeah, I gotta love it. Okay, and the about me.
Uh-oh.
All right, this is where it's awesome, I gotta tell you.
Okay, good, go.
Awesomely bad. Okay, I guess I should add something here since I don't have a pic.
Okay, thanks.
So this must be a freshie because right here she's saying she doesn't have a picture.
So that's her only photo.
Yes. Me, I am a feminine, masculine type. My heart breaks easy. My love is poured out thick, yet I can lift refrigerators with the help of another.
Oh my God.
How friggin' funny is that?
All of a sudden, you're
like, that's a really important quality.
I need somebody to come move my fridge. Quick, who should I call?
I totally enjoy camping, sitting by the fire. Probably smoking a pack of Marlboros.
Averagely.
Downing a 12 of Bud Light. Hiking, walking along the beach. This is probably what made her realize that she needs to leave her husband. When you like long walks on the beach,
you're a
lesbian.
You are.
Totally.
There's really nothing you can do about it.
Playing softball and watching football.
Oh, very good. That's another fine quality.
Way to be aware. Reading, but most of all, I love to laugh. I can be very quiet at times, and I like to write.
Of course you do. Me.
Now we're going to get into what she's looking for.
Right. You.
Someone who will allow me to be me in all my moments, whether masculine or feminine. She's really on this masculine-feminine thing.
What is the point? There's nothing masculine about the chick.
I think I have a good balance of both.
A yin and a yang.
What do you mean there's nothing masculine? She moves fridges.
All right, whatever.
Someone to hang out with on Friday nights while my son is away. If you have Mondays available. Wait, hold on. This is her whole itinerary, her whole schedule. Someone to hang with on Friday nights while my son is away. And if you have Mondays available, and I don't have my niece, and that would be an occasional extra treat.
Oh, Jesus. Are you
would just like
me?
To meet and get to know you. My motto these days is slow as molasses.
Oh.
Ugh. Now let me
just
show you.
Just like my interest in this ad, slow as molasses. I really don't see a single. I mean, it's almost like a modern day mullet, whereas it's not short on the sides, but short enough at the top.
Yeah.
Where you could mullet right into it.
Mm-hmm.
Part jade, part gravel. I enjoy the part gravel. You are correct.
All right, now let me tell you what a great personal is like.
Okay, because this is so rare, Dan.
I know. I actually saved this one. I can't even believe that I found an A+. Tagline, you take it.
I love it.
Could mean anything. Got to move on. Got to check it out, right?
You want to go to the next phase.
Picture, adorable. A little pink, a little Pat Benatar, blonde hair maybe.
Yep.
High cheekbones.
Cute little blonde, cute smile.
Sassy blonde hair in the car driving. Identifies as a lesbian, will tell anyone that's asked, single, never been married, 38, from Nashville, Tennessee, is just looking for now, lives alone, plus, right?
Everything lining up perfectly.
Her looks are feminine, hair blonde, eyes brown, body athletic, a little taller than average, we like this. She doesn't smoke, she drinks occasionally, she's a Christian, we can work around that. Education, she's got a bachelor, she doesn't have children, nor does she want them. Awesome.
Oh, she's gold star.
Yeah. Okay, in the about me, I have the body of an 18-year-old cheerleader. I just need someone to help me bury it. Loved it. Loved it.
Awesome.
If that made you smile, we'll get along great. Seriously, I'm seeking an attractive, feminine, responsible, established woman. If bars, trans ams, casual sex, mullets, bad hygiene are of interest to you, please don't even respond. Married, bi-curious women should keep on searching. No offense, but I know what I want and I'm not settling. Manners and maturity are a must. If you're still reading this and there's any interest, maybe we should talk. I'm looking forward to your response.
I love it.
Simple, funny, bada boom.
Perfect. And the shot, you're right, absolutely perfect. You take it. I mean, it definitely made you want to read further, and me too.
Totally.
Very good. Very good.
I love that little veal chop.
This will go. Definitely on the keeper wall, along with John Candy and Andy Dick, or whoever that is over there. Wow.
Do you think people know that we actually save these and tape them up on the wall?
Well, they do now, Denise.
We have a bad personal wall, and we have a wall of shame with all our celebrity signatures. I just put Bear's picture up there.
Bear's so cute.
Denise and Donna, you all rock.
She remembered us from Orlando Pride.
A year and a half ago, right?
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
Man, let me make a few quick announcements.
Yeah.
I went to a really cool little fundraiser info type of meeting at New Moon, and it was all about the Smart Ride for AIDS.
Right.
This is the Smart Ride for AIDS. It is sponsored by so many different, Rosie's, Maroney Ford, The Chef's Table. But actually what I want you to do is go to www.thesmartride.org and check this out. It's you're going to ride a bike from Miami to Key West. And I sat through this meeting and I have never heard of anything so well organized in my life.
It's really amazing.
They have the hotels that you're going to be at. They have the food and everything provided. They put your luggage on a bus. They have people riding along in SUVs. They have checkpoints every 15 to 20 miles. It is the most well-organized, well-thought-out event. And this is, I think, the third year. Maybe more. Don't quote me on that.
I think this one's called the Southernmost Smart Ride. And this is just one. The Smart Ride happens, I believe, all over the country, all different times of the year.
Well, now, this is put on by five different charities, Broward House being one. But these were from the Southernmost, too. So there's a lot of different charities involved in this. But I got to tell you, it's so cheap.
You got to sign up.
$75 to sign up.
You get yourself sponsors so that you can ride at the full.
And this year, America's Backyard, the bar down in Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
Any Wednesday night that you want to have a party to raise funds
for your own fundraising,
they will be the host of that party for you. And every person gets one free drink when they get in.
That's awesome.
So
that's
it's
awesome.
Really, really well thought out. All the information is on the website, and it's thesmartride.org. And you can go to browardhouse.org and click on it if you want, or just go right to thesmartride.org.
Listen, November's a great time of year to
be down here. It's November 14th through the 15th, and like I said, everything from the security of your bicycles in the evening to getting your bike back to your start point after the ride is over. They're doing this is from what I heard, this is the only time they ever closed Duval Street in Key West, is for when the riders come in.
Oh.
They're doing a huge ceremony for everybody who, you know, is there to support them and the riders.
Excellent.
So it's going to be really, I think it's a little emotional.
It's
$75, and that includes your 2 days of biking, your accommodations, and your food, breakfast and lunch and all that stuff.
Wonderful.
All included. If you want to upgrade, you can upgrade to a bigger room with more people in it for just a small amount of money. So read all the information. If you have any questions, the site is completely user-friendly, but I definitely want you guys to check that out.
Yeah, you don't have to be like a longtime rider to be a part of the event. It could be something that you want to do just to raise funds for the organization and to give yourself a little bit of a physical stretch.
You can even volunteer as part of the crew, which
that
means you might be on food, you might be on luggage setup, you might be on check-ins, you might be at checkpoints. So
I like working the rest areas because you get to rub thighs and you get to apply
vaseline.
They will
have massage therapists on staff at every checkpoint and at the hotel. It's awesome. Honestly, you got to check this out.
It sounds like an event that we're going to attach ourselves to. So if you
somehow, some way,
come in from out of town and take this ride with the rest of the team, we will be a part of it.
It's the truth. And don't forget, you can sign up right now for your pre-ordered copy of Itty Bitty Titty by going to Wolf Video or power-up.net. Check out all the information. If you order now, you get free shipping and a free t-shirt. So it'll be a good thing to have, and we'll have all this, the cast and crew on again in August.
Want to tell everybody this Saturday night is the Palm Beach Punishers' final game of the season. Please join us if you're in the area. Denise and I and Vicky will definitely be there for sure. Also, Father's Day Sunday, Denise. Make sure you take care of your daddy.
I think you're the one that has to worry about that. I'll just be getting a gift certificate for my stepfather.
1159clothing.com. Stop by. Take a look at some great shots. Thank you, everybody, that made Girls at Gay Days for Denise and I absolutely wonderful. We appreciate your support.
We had a fabulous time. Tell two friends. Book your room early. Get in on the 09 packages as soon as you possibly can. And we'll see you there.
Bye, everybody.